listening to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Matt, your host. Guess what? My wingman has just landed safely. The Colonel, Rayford Brown, is back in the studio. Colonel, I'm losing my voice. Colonel, welcome, buddy. We missed you.
I am rested up and in a very good mood. I have been optimistic in the last couple of days.
And well, we got 3 hours to go.
Depressed.
Maybe the 3 hours will change that.
It should change momentarily as I read the news.
All right. Well, it's good to have you back. Now, to my right, we got Judge Andy Isaacs. Judge, how you doing?
Isn't it just a wonderful day? The sirens are blowing. The sun's only 150 degrees out. It's just a wonderful day.
Yeah, you know, I was having a conversation with Frank Summers, about me originally from New York and the way I was raised. Not the way I was raised, but what I was, the environment I was raised in. Mm-hmm. Machine gun fire, crack houses, prostitution, drugs, murders.
And that was
sirens.
Just at your house, huh?
That was just around the corner. It was incredible. So you wonder why I am the way I am? You know, people come up to me, hey man, why don't you wave? I go, I'm not looking. You look wrong and somebody wants to shoot you, so you got to be careful. But anyway, Shelby, my board operator, is a little bit under the weather. Shelby, we feel bad for you.
Don't feel bad for me. I'm just a little sore in my throat. I got allergy issues. But real quick, I wanted to wish my husband Josh a happy 9th anniversary today. Mm. Married 9 years. Very together nice. For 12.
Man, what?
And I can't even yell at him today.
Yes.
It's the way it looked out.
Boy, he deserves quite a bit to be able to hang in there for 9 whole years.
He definitely, what do they say? What do they call it? When a guy gets somebody way better, what's that called? He moved up.
He's way above his pay grade.
Way above his pay grade. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, congratulations. All right, let's go through this rigmarole here. We're simulcasting on 105.1 FM, The Ranch, right here, right now, and also KRXT at 98.5 FM. We're live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. And just a reminder to all you Facebook people out there, if you see me but can't hear me, it's probably during a commercial break. So don't worry, nothing wrong. Wait at least 3 minutes, and it should pop back on. Sometimes we even let you listen to what's going on, but not really, no. All right, once we're done with the program, we wrap it up into a pretty package, send it over to the podcast department, and then you can replay it at Apple, Spotify, Podbean. You can go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page. At the top of the page will be last Saturday's program at the top, or you can do the Spotify, Apple, and listen to all the other ones in the past. In the middle of the page is a donation button. If you feel led to donate to the program, it takes a lot of money to support the show on 2 stations for the month, every month. And if you feel led to donate, it would be greatly appreciated, very much so. Now, the number here in the studio, if you wish to call, is 254-697-6633. I want to thank the sponsors, all the private donations. I want you to subscribe to the YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, the whole works, and share it with everybody you know. I have 4 pages of show highlights, but I'm going to jump right to this real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe Trump will be put in prison. If the vote doesn't get cheated, he will become president. He will get pardoned or whatever the proper procedure is for that to get him out, and he'll be out. And it might be a good thing. And let me tell you why. I don't want to talk parties. I don't want to talk Democrat, Republican, Independents, Green. I don't want to talk any of that. I want to talk to you, to us, as Americans, as patriots, those who love our country, those who understand what it took to get it, what it takes to keep it, and what's happening to it right now. We are in dire straits, ladies and gentlemen, dire straits. And if we keep putting up with the little stuff of individualism, this country will collapse. It is collapsing if it hasn't already. This country is so great. It's living off the vapors. The tank is empty. We're living off the vapors, but we can still fill the tank back up. But we must realize it and get off our seat of individualism. As Patton said, this individualism stuff is a bunch of crap. This country runs, eats, sleeps, drinks as a team. We got to do that, because if we don't, your individualism goes out the window, the proverbial window. All right.
You know, this country was built on Christian values, and Christian values are law and order, okay? There's rules. You obey the rules. Yesterday, as y'all saw on Fox News, some YouTuber had a big giveaway, and 1,000 teens showed up in New York City.
Right.
And what do you think happened?
Riot.
riot. I am 65 years old. My dad is 83 and a cancer survivor. And I would be afraid now to do something stupid like that, that he'd find it out. We don't have a rule of law within our families. We don't have the rule of law within our societies.
We don't have families anymore. We've destroyed those.
And that's right. Part of your communist manifesto that you so eloquently read every now and then.
It may be the cornerstone of it.
Yep. The 45 goals of the Communist Party to take over this country, and destroying the family and the church are two of the big goals in the school system.
Colonel, is it hard to have something read into the congressional record? I mean, does there have to have some purpose, or could any senator or whatever get up there and say, I want to put in the record, it's my son's birthday today?
That is permissible in the after hours. You've seen the pictures of the vacant chamber and making the speeches on C-SPAN.
But then when he put this into the record, you couldn't normally do that the way he did it. Is that correct?
I do not know the answer to that.
Okay, fair answer. I'm only bringing that up is because it's serious business. You don't... I can't imagine people doing goofy stuff that serious. It's got to be something serious to go into the record like that, I would think. I could be wrong. Now, let me read through these show highlights the best I can before the first break comes up. We'll be doing the devotional and announcements. True stories at 11:30. Word of the day in a moment. The quote of the day. Colonel, you got a short one?
I have a short one.
Okay, stand by. We'll do it in a minute. The judge will be doing his thing. Katie, hopefully at the bottom of the hour, giving us the menu for the scratch and sniff section of the program. I have the colonel doing his constitutional thing. He's got a great topic he'll be talking about. Colonel, what's your teaser on it?
The topic today are blue laws. Is it the government's job to enforce moral codes?
Ah, very good. Gary Westbrook, general manager at the Post Oak Savannah Groundwater Conservation District, will be in at 10 o'clock. I've had questions about water since the 90s, okay? And I'm sure there's older people than me who had it go way back. But me, doing a Wave Runner business on Lake Travis, was made aware of the incidents or the financial status of water and how it works. And ever since then, and then I've been thinking about it, was perplexed and confused. So we're going to have Gary come on. I'm going to ask some questions. And if you feel like you're led to do so, give us a call. Let's go to the word of the day. The word of the day comes from the headline of a story, the body of a story, or the conversation of the story. And if you can give me a call at 254-697-6633, put the word of the day into a sentence and the colonel gives you a thumbs up, we'll give you something. I don't know. I've got a $25 gift certificate to Ma's Place. We've got anything from Dairy Queen over there. I got a coffee mug, all sorts of stuff. So here we go. The word of the day is makeshift. It's one word, makeshift. It's an adjective. Definition, serving as a temporary substitute, sufficient for the time being. It comes from the headline. 63-year-old New Yorker treads water for 5 hours, creates makeshift flag before ocean rescue. Pretty interesting story. So the word of the, we'll talk about this later on, but the word of the day is makeshift. Give me a call, put it into a sentence, get something. Colonel, what's your quote of the day?
Good people do not need laws to tell them to act responsibly, while bad people will find a way around the law.
I could say
400 BC to give you a hint.
I could say something ugly, but I won't because I started off with the program. Not going to do that. Okay. All right. Let me move on. CNN admits Joe Biden's poll numbers stink and Trump is in historically strong position. Filmmaker Oliver Stone regrets voting for Joe Biden. I made a mistake. I'm reading these headlines because it raises an eyebrow. Oh, my. Really? These people don't even realize it. Here's a poll. 60% say Joe Biden covering up his involvement in family deals. I'm surprised it's that high. Devin Archer, you know him, right? Friend of Hunter. He testifies Joe Biden was on speakerphone for 20 calls. That's after Joe said, I ain't got nothing to do with it. I don't get involved.
I don't know anything about my son's business. Just because he rides on Air Force One with me.
Well, you know, Joe, in his present mental state, might not.
remember.
Yeah. This should bother everybody. Illinois Governor Pritzker allows non-citizens to become police officers with new law.
Oh, God.
And I wrote some personal notes here, like a WTF.
Huh? Lord, please come quick.
Well, I was just up in Wisconsin, and in the rural areas, and if you're not in one of the major blue cities, they're conservative. The talk around the little. The pubs there are kind of like, and how do I know? Because they serve perch sandwiches, but lake perch. But anyway, this is just a little defensive thing there.
You look green there.
The people are conservative.
No, Colonel, just like New York. New York is a beautiful state, and it's a very conservative state once you get past 2 to 3 hours north of New York City. So it's just like you're saying, but the power structure is the ones that turn it blue.
That's where all the corruption is.
Right. Moving on, Biden administration begins enforcing nationwide light bulb bans, igniting backlash from the GOP. It's liberal fantasies. We had this in Obama, I believe it was. Trump said, screw that, and now we're back at it.
Well, can they sell incandescent taillight bulbs at your local parts store? Are these illegal? I called John Carter's office and asked them, and they did not know.
All right, let me do one more here before we go to break. Conflict of interest. D.C. judge overseeing Trump January 6th indictment worked with Hunter Biden at firm representing Burisma.
She also donated thousands of dollars
and as the
at
judge
her previous
would say,
employment.
And the hits just keep on coming. We'll be back in three and continue.
And you were forced to fire. Who do you call? What do you say? Will you be arrested? Will you be sued? Don't worry about the legal system. For just $12.50 per month, members have access to a 24-hour legal hotline to assist you in the immediate aftermath of a self-defense gun use. Don't let the bad guys ruin your life. Go to selfdefensefund.com and join today.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron's Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number is 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Here we go.
High Cap Adventure Radio program. Matt, your host, give me a call, 254-697-6633. Word of the day is makeshift. Before the bottom of the hour, we'll give you the quote again as well. Give me a call, put the word makeshift into a sentence, get some stuff. It's an adjective, serving as a temporary substitute, sufficient for the time being. Let me continue on with show highlights before we get to the judge. Mike Pence, former Vice President Mike Pence, comes out swinging at Trump following January 6th indictment. Quote, should never be president. I could go in so many directions with this.
Well, Jack Smith is saying that Trump's quotation or statements on his website are witness intimidation. But what Mike Pence is saying is corrupting the jury pool with all this information. He's making a bunch of statements in the press that would be prejudicial to,
you know, Colonel,
a fair trial.
You and I went over this for a long time when this was happening, before the November 2020 elections, what Pence could do and what he couldn't do. They're making it sound like he was asked to do something corrupt.
All he
was asked to do was send them back to have them recounted to make sure they're valid ballots.
It was constitutional. It's their duty. It is their constitutional duty to protect and defend the Constitution,
you know,
and a fair election.
You know, one of the things, Colonel is right. One of the things I'm kind of disturbed about is that the judge that's presiding over this, slap a gag order on him like before yesterday. He shouldn't be out there saying stuff that's going to affect my jury pool. And if he won't shut up, then, you know, we got a little special little bracelets.
Makes witness intimidation a completely fallacious thing.
Yeah.
I would have worded it a little differently if I had been Trump. I think I would have said, I'm going to enforce the law. I'm not going to be biased in my enforcement of the law.
You know, Donald is going to approach things like a New York businessman. That's the way he does it. That's why he's effective in what he's doing, but that's the way he's going to do it. He's going to ruffle feathers and make people mad, but that's what we need.
This kind of will go, this next thing I'm about to read, kind of go with what you're saying here. Former Arkansas Governor Hutchinson, remember him? Again calls for Trump to drop out after January 6th indictment. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody else needs to drop out because they're not going to win. The people in charge, I'm not even going to put a party name on it. I'm going to just say there are people with nefarious thoughts, processes, and ideas and wants for this nation that have the money, power, and influence to buy off, pay off, take out, do whatever they got to do to get their way. They are too close to completion to allow President Trump to get in. So if you get President Trump out and you put in one of these lowball politicians who need support from special interest groups, they're bought and paid for it already. It's business as usual. You lost. Game over. It's done. Stick a fork in America. Ted Cruz warns of relentlessly hostile Obama judge in Trump indictment. Joe Rogan, Biden Department of Justice, Trump indictments are the actions of a banana republic. Bogus indictment gives Trump subpoena power to relitigate 2020 election fraud, says Trump lawyer. What do you think about that? I know what he's saying. This is discovery. They can go back to discovery. This is from Breitbart. Trump,
they're going to block that, by the way. That judge will block that.
Breitbart. Trump could win from jail, take the oath, pardon himself, and leave. I said that to myself before I saw the article. That's why I brought it into the show today. Now, here's
the acting vice president would pardon him.
Whatever the process, but the concept idea is the same. Now, Colonel, we had talked about this. Trump vows revenge for prosecutorial harassment. In 2024, it will be our turn. Now, let me say something about Trump before you make a comment. Trump is the same as he was in the 80s. Everybody loved him. He said, if you burn me, I'm going to burn you 10 times harder. And I believe it. And he will. But sometimes words are better said differently than the way he said it. Why don't you explain what we're talking about, Colonel?
Well, you have to be very careful when you write to your congressman that you do not make threats. And this can be illegal. It can be a felony.
Mm-hmm.
So
it is.
You have to state what you're going to do, not what you're going to do if he doesn't do something or if he does something. So the same thing applies here. He should just have said, I'm going to enforce the law impartially, and that would have been enough to say that if you do something, then I will do something.
See, because it's we all know what he meant, but because he is being prosecuted the way he is, and everything is so twisted and upside down and inside out, they're going to take that quote and spin it around. But the bottom line is this: ain't nobody going to make it. And I know I said ain't. There's nobody who's going to make it but Trump. And the ones who do make it, if they do make it on the Republican side, are bought and paid for. All right, I'm going to put a pause on this, and I want to go to Judge Andy. Andy, we need a revival prayer. Tell us what's on your mind. Morningstar, the whole works.
You know, we're in a mess. And let me read you something out of the Bible that talks about in Amos. Amos 5:24. But let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream. You know, my talk and my prayer is supposed to be revival. But revival starts in us. Not in a outward, somebody out there. If they all do what they're supposed to do, I'll do what I'm supposed to do. No. It starts with you. The guy that you're shaving in the mirror, the one that you're putting makeup on. Not guy. But but it's just, it's got to be, it starts with us. This change, the problems we're talking about on this list that you've got, Matt.
Yes, sir.
It starts with us. It starts with us. Pick up the phone.
It starts with a third of us, because the other two-thirds, one third of it's corrupt and the other won't get off the rear end.
We pick up the phone and we start calling our congressmen, our senators, our state congressmen, our state senators. They need to know us by name. They need their staff needs to go, oh, God, Matt's calling again. So we've got to keep pounding the drum until they get the beat. Don't give up. Don't duck your head. Don't think that it's never going to be any better. The only way it's never going to be any better is if we don't do anything. Righteousness will roll on if we keep pushing it. We keep pushing, we keep pushing. Yeah, things are going to get better. My biggest concern now is that we can't get it straight. Read our Bible, pray, seek Jesus. Any of those three things in any order. I don't care. Read your Bible, pray, seek Jesus. Seek Jesus, pray, read your Bible. I don't care. But those are the three things we got to do to get the thing changed around.
Andy, there are thousands. There's a mathematical equation how to figure this out, but there's thousands of people listening to this program or the station or whatever. Mm-hmm. Thousands. If the thousands who listened would just bring one more person.
Absolutely.
Like the Colonel always says, bring one more person. Not one who's already going to vote, but one who says, well, and you bring them, you could change. You could make a big change.
That's right.
But you have to get up and do something. Go ahead. Say a prayer.
Let's pray. Jesus, Lord Jesus, help us all. Lord, revive our nation. Revive us. Revive me, Lord. Make sure that I'm doing the right thing, that I'm saying the right thing, that I'm being a little kinder, more humble, more understanding, but also more deserving of your touch so that I can reach out and help others. Lord, help me to help others. Help me to make a difference. Not so that I can boast. I'm not trying to build a kingdom. But Lord, help us to do the right thing. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. 512-455-2552 is the phone number. Please help us. We're in pretty tight on finances right now after this summer. Please help us if you can. There's a giving button on the top left-hand corner on our website. Please help if you can. Thank you.
Thank you, Andy. Appreciate that. I want to thank Casey and the gang at McGuire Tire. I've been knowing Casey for over 20-plus years. He's been taking care of me when it comes to tires and a whole bunch more. He can do the same for you. He's got a couple locations. One of the McGuire Tires is in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. Tell them you heard it here. Support the sponsors and support the program. I do devotionals Monday through Friday. And I've been blessed to have the opportunity to do it here on the radio as well, so today will be no different. So what I do is go through the course of the week to pick one I'm going to reread here on the show, and I've picked one, I believe it's Wednesdays. It reads, good morning. Does God want us to succeed? Are we allowed to go after what we want? Mm-hmm. Is it okay to have things and stuff? Yes, yes, and yes. Proverbs 16:3. Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Psalm 37:4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. I continue. But, we must commit to him. We must seek him first. We must delight ourselves in him. Step one, rule one, God comes first. Let's all think him, seek him, pray to him, delight in him first always. He provides all. All we have to do is honor him. Let's all honor him by putting him first and being obedient to his word. Have a blessed day.
Let me tell you something about what you just said. We tell the kids all the time at Leadership Development that what you want to do in life, there's something inside you always wanted to do. Where do you think that came from? You didn't dream it up on your own. It was put in you before you were born.
That's right.
It was put in you in the womb. It was put in you. God put it in there. And if you go after that, you will be successful. There is no doubt.
Shelby, how much time I got? 20 seconds. I'll do it if I have to fade out the music. If you're watching me on Facebook, you'll see a flat rock here.
Don't hit me with
it. I've carried this stone for a long time. It's the first stone. Thee without sin cast the first stone. Okay? People wonder, Matt, some people know me. Matt, how can you be spreading God's word? Well, throw the stone at me if you're clean. I've come around. I grow. I develop. But never have I lost my connection to the Lord. It just gets stronger and stronger. So I'm just throwing that out there. If you're in that position where you doubt yourself, don't. You're cleaned. You're a new creature. Okay? So we'll take a break. Be back in three.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Matthew Cole has been serving Cameron and the Milam County area with lawn services for over 25 years. Now, he's expanding into welding and fabrication. With 5 years' experience in that regard, he can help you with 24/7 mobile welding services, emergency repairs, equipment repairs, custom fabrications, trailer rebuilds and other trailer work, custom metal art, and more. For all your welding and fabrication needs, turn to a name you already trust in Matthew Cole with Scrappy Welding. Call 254-482-1935 to see how they can assist you. Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program, scratch and sniff section of the program. Look, Katie hasn't called the last 2 weeks, and I know why. They are super busy. They've got another... I don't know if I should tell you this, but...
Well, y'all already brought it up.
I brought it up. They're,
Bill was here.
Oh, he brought that up?
Bill brought it up.
Okay, yeah. Then I'll say it. They're going to make pieces and bread. They got the building across the street. They're growing. It's going to be freaking awesome. So I'm sure she's just...
call it Maul's Pizza?
I don't know what they're going to call it if it's a separate thing, but yeah. Drive through, you pick up your bread, pick up your pizzas. They got the ovens there, the whole works. It's going to be pretty cool. But I was kind of saving the thunder for Vicky to come on and say it, but now that it's out of the bag, we'll get her on anyway. We'll talk about it. But that's the deal. So 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard, Ma's Place in Harker Heights, on the hill, they call it. And they've got a great menu selection, great food, great service, great home atmosphere. And if you're a radio listener and you specifically say, I heard it on Matt's show, they'll give you a 10% discount off the price. And we've all eaten there. I don't know, Shelby, you haven't gone there yet, have you? We'll have to take you there sometime and get you some lunch.
It's good.
All right, so it's 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard. And remember, if you can't remember any of this, you should by now remember aaronsgunshop.com. That's AARONS, gunshop.com.
One of the things that I like about this, before we get off this subject, is you go in there and it's family. I mean, you talk to people on the other tables. It's family friend. The ambiance is not Steak and Ale, but it is.
Well,
but
Steak and Ale is out of business.
Yeah, that's right.
They're closing up
because they had no ambiance.
But it's just a family friendly thing, and it's just you feel like you're at home. So
very good. Okay, so but what I was getting at was aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page. All my sponsors are there. Click on the icon, and it'll take you right to their website. Okay. Now, let me do the word of the day and the quote of the day, and then we're going to get to the kernel. The word of the day is makeshift. It's an adjective serving as a temporary substitute, sufficient for the time being. Comes from this headline. 63-year-old New Yorker treads water for 5 hours, creates makeshift flag before ocean rescue. Now, I'm not going to read the story, but I'll tell you the story. He's out there in the water. Somehow he fell off the boat or something in the water, treading water for 5 hours, and then out of nowhere comes a fishing pole. Just in the water. He picks it up, takes off his T-shirt, and uses it for a flagpole. Somebody finds him, and they rescue him. Reminds me of Tom Hanks in the movie, what movie? Castaway. When he's stuck there, and all of a sudden, he hears the noise of that part of the latrine. It's like a right-angled piece of plastic, and he used it for a sail, and that's what got him off the island. So here, this fishing pole saved his life. I thought it was pretty impressive. So the word is makeshift. Give me a call. Put it in a sentence. Colonel, what do you got?
Good people do not need laws to tell them to act responsibly, while bad people will find a way around the law. And we look at this. Let's look at some of the things. There's a lot of talk right now about making marijuana legal or illegal in the state of Texas. It's legal in other medical marijuana. They've got all different types of marijuana use or that are regulated. But let's look at what the history teaches us about blue laws. Now, we used to have blue laws, and we tried to use government, the federal government, to enforce our moral code. And let's go back to what the founders said in the founding document, the Declaration of Independence. The second paragraph, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And this is the Declaration of Independence, 1776. How does this apply to our current situation? Well, let's look at some examples that maybe will help us understand this. Do you really want the power of government enforcing your moral code? Because other people have other moral codes. Let's look at Sharia law. If under the Islam and Sharia law, there are certain dress requirements, there are all kinds of requirements. Everything in your life is controlled by Sharia law. Is this what we want? Do we want government as big brother? Government is instituted to provide for your rights. For example,
If we live in California and you do not have laws that enforce, or Dallas, Fort Worth, that enforce shoplifting problems, your stores will close up and move away because they cannot survive when people walk in and carry out $750 worth of meat. These things have to be laws, and we have a marshal to give the bandit a fair trial. We have rules about this. So these are to protect us, and that's the role of government. That's why governments are instituted among men. Governments are not instituted, and particularly the federal government is not instituted to enforce blue laws. Now, in the beginning, the 13 colonies, many of them had an official religion, and the state enforced the religion. The Baptist would hang you for not attending. It was considered to be blasphemy if you did not attend church on Sunday. And this was could be capital punishment. It's kind of died out in the early 1700s, but this has been the law in the past. So I caution you, is it the judge or the job of government to enforce marijuana laws? We tried this. The 18th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was ratified in January 16th, 1919, and it prohibited the manufacture, sale, or transportation of intoxicating liquors. The Volstead Act provided for federal enforcement of prohibition, which began on January 17th, 1920. Well, we finally got around, and it takes a while to ratify another amendment, and the 21st Amendment to the Constitution repealed the 18th Amendment. We found that prohibition did not work. It created a lot of employment and non-taxed businesses, shall we say. So we have to be careful with this. We've tried this before, and it didn't work. It is not the government's job to enforce your ideas of code of behavior. It should be your job, your church, your community organization, whatever you want to do, and you educate people about the dangers of marijuana. You can tell them that it's 25 times stronger now than it was 10 or 15 years ago, that the marijuana causes psychosis when you use it heavily. It causes a separation from reality.
Now, you're not focusing on marijuana. You're just using it as an example.
I'm just using it as an example, right? Because it's so popularly talked about. It applies to all laws. In my earlier career, I was the liaison officer to Joint Task Force 4 out of Key West, Florida, in doing drug interdiction. And I offered interceptors and radars and satellite communication and things to the task force to help with this interdiction of drugs. And an FBI liaison, also an undercover agent, told me that a police officer in Atlanta could make more for not being on one street corner on one night than we can pay him all year. And he said, when there's that much money in illegal drugs, there are no honest police officers, very, very few, that just about everyone has a price.
Yeah, that's true, Colonel. That's absolutely true. I've seen it.
So the idea, we are not effective in our attempts to regulate drugs. You can buy anything in Temple, Texas that you want. I have heard that there are things going on here in Cameron, Texas, that you can get what you want here, too. But if you go in certain areas, I saw a deal. I recorded it on my dash cam sitting in the grocery store parking lot in Temple. A car pulls up behind another car that just pulled into the parking lot. The girl got out of the car, went to the door of the car that was parked. He opened the door, and they had an exchange behind the door that I could not see exactly what went on. And then she drove off. So it looked like there was a quick financial transaction.
Colonel, I got a quick question. It's kind of a trivial question, but you know, like they say, syntax, when you say blue law, how do you come up with that term, blue law?
Well, I am not exactly sure how that came up, but it used to be, you know, it was illegal to open the store on Sundays.
Here the deal was, you could not buy anything in Texas under the blue law that you could work with. You could, like all the grocery stores and stuff had their paint and hammers and anything to work with were fenced off so that you couldn't buy that on Sundays.
And in Missouri, I remember that the liquor side, the beer and hard wine and stuff, that section of the store was roped off on Sunday.
Same thing in Texas.
Until noon on Sunday at some point.
Yeah, yeah. I know, but you had the syntax, the red light district, blue law. I was just wondering, each one has its own specific reason why it came to be, and I wasn't sure if you knew or not. We should probably Google it. Probably.
Well, let's talk about something other that the besides the incandescent light bulb law, where they have passed a law that it's illegal to sell incandescent bulbs. Somebody may want to investigate and see whether or not the local parts place is breaking the law by selling incandescent bulbs for your taillights. But this is what the government has gotten into, and this is not securing our liberties when they get into this stuff.
All right, Colonel, we're hitting a break. We're going to take a break. Be back in 3 minutes. 254-697-6633. The Colonel, Rayford Brown.
My name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, "I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken." This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
El Green Chili Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chili Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chili Meat Market.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunShop.com.
everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Finishing up the first hour, final segment. Two more hours to go. Great guests coming in. Great guests here now. The number to call us is 254-697-6633. Don't forget, we're Facebook Live at aaronsgunshop.com. So if you want to see my ugly mug, go there. If you want to hear my scratchy voice, stay here. Okay, whatever you want to do. But we're continuing on with the Colonel. Great conversation, great topic. And oh, before we do that, Colonel, Judge, what was the deal on the blue laws?
Okay, the blue laws, supposedly named for the color of the paper on which they were once printed, prohibited certain activities and the sale of certain items on Sunday. About half the states have them. As you might expect, liquor is a popular target of such laws, but Texas forbid the sale of 42 other categories of merchandise.
I'm getting comments from all over, and one of them was, on Sunday, if you got a run in your stocking and you had to go to the store to get another one, forget it. You can't get it because that would be one of the blue laws.
What is? We don't even use those anymore. The pantyhose business has been out of business for a long time.
It depends on what field you're in, okay? And what year it is and where you're located, I guess. I don't know. Back in the day, that's what they had. I remember my mom wearing stockings. But I remember my mom putting stockings on, have a run. She'd go, oh, shoot. And she'd have to go to the closet and get another one. So yep. I can understand the pain of women back in the day when they were using
And then all your cousins and stuff used the old one to rob people with.
That's right. Colonel, take it away. Get us out of the hole.
All right. The quote of the day, good people do not need laws to tell them to act responsibly, while bad people will find a way around the law. So let's look at some examples of this. Our early founding fathers, many of them stated this, Webster in particular, and John Adams, that our Constitution was written, our form of government will only govern a moral and just people. There are no penalties involved in our, are laid out in the Constitution. The only method of enforcement to our Constitution was a Article 6, where people take an oath to God, in most cases, in most states, to support and defend the Constitution. So only by saying no can we enforce the Constitution. Now, in Texas, it's a common practice. Our impeached attorney general used to sue the federal government in federal court under federal rules. And to my way of thinking, to sue the federal government in federal court using federal rules is to ask a two-year-old sitting in the street whether or not it's okay to sit in the street. This is, you know, this is just silly. The Constitution, it is each of our jobs to determine what is constitutional. It is not the federal government's job to determine what is constitutional and what is authorized for the federal government. Now, as for the behavior of people and whether or not things can work if you don't have a moral and just people, Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, I think, is testifying before Congress. And if you listen to the spot ads, I talk about hard and soft propaganda. Hard propaganda is telling bad facts, and soft propaganda is omitting facts. And when you go before the judge, you take an oath to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. But the whole truth is what's missing here. Christopher Wray is leaving out the fact that the FBI and these FISA court things left out critical information. And he left out information when he testified in Congress about how bad what they did actually was. So he continues the practice of lying to the court. All right. Judge Tanya Chutkan. Now, this lady was appointed to judge by Obama, and in her previous law firm employment, she donated, or her firm employed Hunter Biden and supported Burisma. So there couldn't possibly be any bias there. In her previous rulings, she has given J6 defenders very harsh penalties. So she has a historical bias against conservatives. And it appears that in her statements that she's biased against Trump. So yeah, only a moral and just people are capable of self-government. Now let's look at some other things. Jack Smith has just made accusations against Trump that his statement that he would go after somebody that went after him was witness intimidation. Well, Jack Smith, in his indictment of Trump, used an edited version of the speech that was used on CNN or one of these news networks that left out where he asked them to march peaceably and lawfully and express their opinion to the federal government. So both sides have issues here, and there is very little.
Yeah, but Colonel, you would think that as soon as it comes out that that's omitted and that was a vital piece of information, that it go, oh, we missed it, and then it now becomes part of it, but they still don't play it.
Dinesh D'Souza was locked up for making a minor, he consolidated some funds and made one donation to a party. He had no request tied to this donation or anything. He just made a donation to support these people. He was confined to a halfway house at night. He had to sleep at this halfway house.
Yeah.
When he was there,
and they almost laughed him out of the halfway house.
Yeah, these guys had a good time. He made friends with all these guys, and they taught him how the mob works. They taught him how the same works. And he found out that the federal government was nothing but a big mob. And one of the things that they taught him was, you never give up the stick. If you're pushing old people down the stairwell to collect their life insurance for your charity, which you sold them the life insurance so they could donate to the charity, and it's your charity, that's, you never confess. Even when you're confronted with the facts, you never confess.
And it's so obvious when you watch the news, if you're paying attention, how they're lying right to your face.
And even though it's been exposed that they're doing it, they continue to do it. The vaccine. We know the vaccine is bad. This modified RNA vaccine doesn't have mRNA in it because it's too expensive to manufacture. A few doses cost $1 million if it actually had this in it. They lie about what's in it. They may not even know what's in it, and it varies from dose to dose. Some of them are very, very detrimental to your health. So, and they suppress what's happening to the armed forces. We have good medical reports. The Air Force, the myocarditis is up 300 times, 3,000%.
Huge.
LeBron James' son, who is in fantastic shape, have a heart attack.
There's no way he has
a heart attack at that age. We didn't ever have any kids having heart attacks.
So we have all of these problems, and they keep the federal government, the CDC, is still pushing the vaccine. They're still pushing people to get vaccinated with this deadly poison. So, and they lie about how bad COVID is, and whether or not it's COVID or the side effects of the vaccine. So anyway, we have lots of issues. We have Fauci lying about, just like he did with AZT and AIDS. AIDS didn't kill people. AZT, the drug, the cancer drug that they were giving people, was what was killing them. So we have all kinds. We have a history of this. The childhood vaccination schedule now. We're giving kids 72 different vaccines that have not been tested for efficacy, and they haven't been tested for side effects. And some of the aluminum...
You got to call the poison control if you give your kid, your little baby kid, a little bit too much ibuprofen or what's the other stuff?
Tylenol.
Acetaminophen, whatever.
Yeah.
Because, give him this, make him throw up. Don't do this. Have him take milk. And here they're taking 70, how many shots?
72 shots. And these shots have mercury and aluminum and things vastly in excess of the recommended dosage. And if we look at a control group that does not give vaccinations, the Amish don't give vaccinations to their kids or to anybody, and they have no autism rate.
Yeah.
They have zero autism, almost. And the people that get all the vaccinations, it's 1 in 28 now.
Stop me when I'm wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, you out there listening, you're not stupid. You're not. We're just not looking at the right things.
That's right.
We're focusing on the wrong thing, and they're doing it to us on purpose. All I'm saying is, shake your head, snap out of tunnel vision, take a look around you, and all of a sudden your world's going to get a lot bigger.
And read what they've written. It is no secret. It's published in the Congressional Record, the 45 goals of the Communist Party. The goals of the Council on Foreign Relations that was started in 1921 by Edward Mandel House and Woodrow Wilson. This organization, One World Socialist Government, they are treasonous. We have all kinds of things that are out and are published. It is not a secret that we are under attack. And the Chinese communists have told us, unrestricted warfare.
Colonel, thank you very much. Got to go to a break. When we come back after the top of the hour, I got another special guest in, Gary Westbrook. We'll be talking to him about water. Got a call? Give me a call here at 254-697-6633. Be back in three.
Is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Attention to detail. Customer satisfaction. That's what the staff at Budget Host Hotel in Cameron provides. On your travels between major cities or staying in Cameron to visit, book a room at the Budget Host Hotel in Cameron. Modern, updated rooms, pool, free breakfast, jacuzzi rooms, and more. Call now 254-605-0610 or go online at budgethostcameron.com. See for yourself the attention to detail and be satisfied. Budgethostcameron.com. Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114 or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Hour number two, Matt, your host, my wingman, the Colonel Rafer Brown, back in the studio after a two-week departure. Judge Andy Isaacs to my right, Shelby Meyer taking control of the room. The Colonel said something very eloquent. Don't kid yourself. The one in charge in this room is Shelby.
That's right.
She can cut the mic. She can do whatever she wants. We bow down to you. That's right. I have a special guest in the studio, Gary Westbrook from he's the general manager of the Post Oak Savannah Groundwater Conservation District. We're going to be talking to him. Got some questions. He's going to be enlightening us. But before that, let me go over the protocol here. We're simulcasting on 105.1 FM, The Ranch, right here, right now, and also at KRXT 98.5 FM. You can look at my ugly mug at Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. You got a question for anybody here in the room? 254-697-6633. And don't forget, when it's all done and said, and it's wrapped up, put into a pretty package, sent over to the podcast department, put into Apple, Spotify, Podbean. You can replay it as many times as you want. At the top of the page at aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, and you'll have last week's program at the top for quick review, and all the other podcasts down below as well. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel, like me on Facebook, follow me, the whole works. And down in the center of the page, there is a donation button. If you feel led to donate, feel free to do so. It helps out tremendously to pay for the fees that it costs to be on the air on two stations month after month after month. Right now, Gary Westbrook. Gary, here's the mic for you, buddy.
Sure.
Welcome to the program. How you doing?
Well, thanks for being here. I'm doing fine. I wish it'd be a little cooler and we get a little rain, but we're in Texas, right?
Yeah, that's right. How are we sounding on the mic?
A little.
Yeah, once you get right back there, it'll be good to go. All right. Gary, let me give you a little history of what I know about water, which is not much. I had a wave runner business on Lake Travis.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very profitable unless the water wasn't there.
Okay. No kidding.
And come to find out that the rice farmers down below are contracted to get water. And I think that's changed. But back in the day, it made a big difference, not only to my business, but a lot of people as well.
Sure,
so I was
sure.
made aware of selling water.
Sure.
Now, I've had conversations with other people. You heard things about putting meters on wells because they want to track how much water you use. I'm like, no way. Forget that. I don't know how true that is, but that's what you hear. And then another time...
North of the Mason-Dixon line.
And then other things I hear about the water is that we need to sell it off to make a profit. We have excess water. I'm going, no. And I'm saying no sternly because of what I saw down there at Lake Travis. If you have a population base, and I'm putting my hands in a big circle that's this big, and you have a water supply that can handle it, but let's say it has an excess, I'm not giving that water out. And if I do give that water out, the contract's going to stay as soon as I need it. I'm sorry, you're going to have to find water somewhere else. But we're not doing that. We're selling our water, and we're screwing ourselves in the back end down the road when we're short of water. So with that short history of mine, why don't you tell us where you come in, what you're doing, and how we can hopefully fix this? Because I know we got Samsung coming in.
You only ask about 478 questions there.
Well, we got plenty of time, buddy. Got plenty of time. But you got Samsung coming in.
Right.
They're getting permitted to take our water. So what are we doing trying to tell people we're going to pay people not to sell it because we're now stuck having to give them the amount of water that they need and we don't have it? What's going on?
All right. So Gary Westbrook, been the general manager for a little over 20 years now. When I got this job, Chapter 36 of the Texas Water Code, which is what we depend on to give us guidance and what the state will allow a groundwater conservation district to do, was about 55 pages long. And nowadays, I think it's, I don't know, after this last legislative session,
3,000.
Goodness, it may be around, no, it's about 200 pages.
Okay.
But still, Chapter 36 is specific to groundwater conservation districts. Early on in the chapter, you get into ownership. You ask a couple of questions. First off, exempt wells, no meters on exempt wells. That's mainly household, domestic, and livestock watering. Wells that'll do like 15, 16, 18 gallons a minute. So.
Let me pause you on that for a second. Does that mean wells that already existed, or if somebody wants to pop a new hole?
New holes included.
Okay.
Yeah. The state law has exemptions for the size of well and what you can produce. And so we do as well. Now, when you get into, you know, why is water leaving? I mean, that's the $64,000 question. Good grief, if I had a dollar for every time somebody said, why don't you just say no? I mean, I could have retired several years ago, but the whole point is, if you go read Chapter 36 early on, you find out that it talks about the ownership of groundwater. You've got several court cases that have been decided at the Supreme Court over the last 15 years, and they point to several facts that are facts that we have to deal with as we regulate. One, you got to treat everybody the same. In fact, specifically in Chapter 36, it says we can't treat in-district users differently than we treat out-of-district users. The only thing we can do different is we can charge them more, an export fee. That's in legislation. It's also in our enabling legislation. When a groundwater district is created, you're created by the legislature in an enabling legislation, and they can add to the powers and responsibilities that are already listed in Chapter 36, or they can take away from it. And so just let me pause for just a second before I get back to ownership. A groundwater district is very similar to a county. The county has specific responsibilities and authorities within that geographic area, the county lines. Inside Milam County, the commissioner's court and the judge, they make the rules, they make the laws. But they're also, excuse me, there's also sideboards on what they're able to do because of state law. And so they have to function within that. For a groundwater conservation district, we regulate groundwater. Anything to do with groundwater is our responsibility. Anything to do with groundwater is under our purview and authority. But again, we have these sideboards that are in place because of state law. So Chapter 36 says that the ownership of groundwater rests with the owner of the surface estate. If you own land, whatever is above it is yours all the way to heaven. Whatever below it is yours all the way to the center of the earth. And so that's just the way our law works. Now, there are some exceptions. Starting in the late 90s, before we were even created, we were created in 2001 by the legislature. In the late 90s, you had some folks coming in. They kind of saw the writing on the wall. They realized that water was going to be a big deal. They began buying property, stripping away water rights so that they could sell those water rights later, and then selling the surface estate again to someone else. So they had reserved the water rights just like oil and gas.
Right.
It's you know, oil and gas been doing it forever. Water, it became the thing to do in our area about 25 years ago. So now you've got a lot of, and we don't know exactly how many because we haven't encountered folks that are using the property to acquire permits or water rights. That's the only time we get to engage with those folks that have either inherited that problem, purchased land with that problem, or maybe bought and sold that land and came in and said, hey, I got these water rights, I want to get a permit. So all of that's going on. So you look at that, you have to work with those things. You also understand that water is owned in place. That's Supreme Court's now pointed that out a couple of times.
Clarify.
Yep. If it's under your footprint of land, it belongs to you, unless what I said preceding exists.
Okay.
Somebody's bought it, stripped away, and resold.
Okay.
So if you have land, there's water under it, it belongs to you. Now, there's no guarantee that it stays there.
That's
if you choose not, yeah, that's the problem. Water is fugitive. Okay, let's
aquifer,
make sure.
The big aquifer, and they can suck it all out down south.
Well, it doesn't quite work like that, but that's certainly what everybody's concerned about. And so we've spent, I don't know, over the last 10 years, we've probably spent around $10 million on science and research to understand these aquifers better, so that as we adopt rules to regulate the production of water, we can be reasonable about it and treat everybody the same. Because remember, you and I share the same resource. If you're over the aquifer and I'm over the aquifer, and I am, I have land that I inherited and land that I purchased. There's water under it. It belongs to me.
Okay.
It absolutely. But there's nothing to keep it in place there if I choose not to use it.
I want you to do me a favor, Gary.
Yep.
I'm the dumb guy in the room on purpose, okay? I'm the 25-cent guy.
Okay.
And I got a lot of guys out there and gals out there like me. We're very intelligent, but we want the breakdown. I want you to encapsulate in a sentence or two what you're going to tell us during the course of our conversation. Every now and then I come back to this because I want people to know. What are we doing? What's the purpose? What's important? What we got to do?
Right. So because people are able to acquire a permit, and because we have these additional requirements placed on us by state law, and we do, and because what our neighbors do affect us and what we do affects our neighbors, and I'm not talking about locally, I'm talking about other counties. Okay, what we produce here affects our neighboring counties and vice versa. If you go look at the model runs, the impacts that we're going to see, two-thirds of them come from outside of our borders, so we have no authority there. But the point is, people do have the right to use their water. They can use it to raise cotton, they can use it to raise hay, or they can sell it to somebody, or they can get together with other entities who have contacted other landowners and put together large tracts of land to produce water from those tracts of land to ship it outside of our district. That's legal, and we have to respect that. So back to the point a while ago, can't treat the in-district users, Rockdale or somebody who wants to raise hay, differently than the out-of-district users, my cousin or your cousin or somebody in Burleson County chose to lease their water rights away, whoever it is, and by the way, my cousins didn't, but anyway, but whoever it is, they have the right to realize the benefit of what they own, and so those people can come get permits on behalf of many, many landowners and ship that water outside. So we have come up with different ways to balance that table. The Aquifer Conservancy Program is one of them.
Gary Westbrook, special guest, talking water. We're going to take a break. Be back in 3 minutes. The number is 254-697-6633. Give us a call. This is very important. Let's talk about it, have a discussion, and we'll see you on the other side.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Matthew Cole has been serving Cameron and the Milam County area with lawn services for over 25 years. Now, he's expanding into welding and fabrication. With 5 years experience in that regard, he can help you with 24/7 mobile welding services, emergency repairs, equipment repairs, custom fabrications, trailer rebuilds and other trailer work, custom metal art, and more. For all your welding and fabrication needs, turn to a name you already trust in Matthew Cole with Scrappy Welding. Call 254-482-1935 to see how they can assist you. Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buckholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim? Window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
El Green Chili Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chile Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chile Meat Market. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My guest, Gary Westbrook, General Manager at the Post Oak Savannah Groundwater Conservation District. Say that five times fast.
It's usually hyphenated on the news.
Sounds like some venereal disease. I don't want to do that. Okay, it's transmitted through the water.
I just do that for the news.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I did a recap on this, and Gary's going to get much more in depth into it, but I'm the 25-cent guy in the room, so I'm going to say this. It boils down to this. You got water, and state, you stop me when I'm wrong, Gary. The state says, your water's my water's your water, you have the right to do with it what you want. And if that's the case, and if that's the case,
yeah.
It comes down to air quote political influence. It's a matter of teaching, learning, and making proper decisions as to whether you sell your right or you don't sell it for the growth and development and sustainability of our area. How was that?
Well, so.
Well, wait, how was that? That was pretty good, wasn't it, for a 25-cent guy?
It was pretty good for, yeah, I'd say you, we can move you up to almost 50 cents.
All right, that's good.
Okay. You're catching on pretty quick. Yeah. Now, it's interesting. Everybody wants the 10-cent answer or
you
the
10-second
answer.
Because the attention span's not there.
I know, and so we work on trying to make sure we've got sound bites, but it's difficult. There's nothing simple about groundwater. It's very convoluted. Actually, when you get down to it, even though we've got about 20 good years of court cases on the books, we're still in our infancy. If you go back and look at how long it took them to figure out oil and gas law, it was quite a bit longer than what we've actually been seeing court cases decided on groundwater. So,
Gary, you're going to learn me real quick. I interrupt a lot. It's because I got a fertile brain full of questions.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm a teacher. I'm an instructor and all that kind of stuff. And I have all the data in my head, and I know my student can't get it. So I've learned how to crop it down, chop it down, and give it to them in bite-sized pieces. That's what you're going to need to do, not you.
So
but people in general, so that the public can grasp this quicker. Go ahead.
All right, so Mama made me and your brothers, Mama made us a cake. It's our cake.
Okay.
Equal cake. I chose to eat some today, you didn't. Tomorrow we come back to the table. Hey, you choose not to eat, I eat again. That's the deal. And you have no right at the end of the week if you didn't get any cake, because it's been sitting there all week before I ate it all. That's the way water law works.
Now you got me hungry.
Well, that's the way.
Moz, where's Moz? 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard.
So that's it. I mean, we share a common resource. And so while I'm conserving, if you choose to produce, water may, and there's not a guarantee, there's a lot of water in these aquifers. And we think, oh, somebody's going to drain it all. It doesn't quite work like that because a lot of these aquifers are under pressure. And so water moves in as water moves out. Whatever moves from my place to your place because you're producing is replaced from the land next to me over here at Andy's. Mm-hmm. And the volume is so large, it takes a very long time to measure the difference.
That may be the case, but doesn't the
long term it matters?
Doesn't the more use of it make it harder to get to?
It could. It could. If you're in proximity to a large producing place, and we talked about this during break, you got a large producer, they're producing a lot. What they do is they depressurize an area. You may drill down in your, let's take a place out, near one of these, something that was going on with Alcoa back when they had to depressurize the mines. They had to reduce the pressure that the aquifer had in it so that it didn't flood the pits, because it would blow up through the bottom of the pits where they were mining the lignite. So they put wells around the pit to produce water to move it out so that it didn't. But what that did in the wells in the area is it caused the water level in those wells to go down. Mm-hmm. So the state required them to mitigate, put new wells in or lower pumps, things like that, so that they could continue to mine the lignite. But when they got out of that, we saw recovery. When they quit producing the water to depressurize, we saw recovery. So we have spacing requirements. We have contiguous acreage requirements. If you're going to produce large amounts of water, you have to pay people. You can't just go out there and go, you know what, I think I'll produce, 20,000 acre feet out of my 5 acre spot. I'll put three big wells in here. It doesn't work that way. You have to go out and convince your neighbors that you want them to sell you their water rights or lease you their water rights so that they can participate in the project. And so, as an example, the new SLR property, gosh, they have 30 some odd thousand acres out there, and they're going to, what we hear is that they'll move water to Samsung and Taylor. And so we regulate their production.
Let me rewind the tape a little bit. So you're saying anybody can have a well to a certain degree of usage.
Yep.
But if you surpass that usage, you'll need the permit. And to get the permit, you'll have to get permission from your local neighbors because you're tapping into their ability to get water. Is that correct?
Yeah, they have the right to come in and apply to be a party if you apply for a permit.
Mm-hmm.
We've had that SLR's most recent permits. We've had folks say, you know what, I'm in close proximity. I want to be a party, and we're going through a legal procedure. Can't really comment on all of that, but we'll be at the State Office of Administrative Hearings in September.
But the initial line you cross is if you surpass a certain amount of usage based on the size of your
property.
Okay.
Exactly. We have track size requirements. We have spacing requirements, track size requirements, contiguous acreage requirements. We use every tool in what we call the toolbox of Chapter 36 so we can be as conservative as possible. But at the end of the day, remember, you own everything under your property. You own it right now. And absent a groundwater district, you own the right to produce all of it as fast as you want to, even though it may drain your neighbors. Okay? And so that's where a groundwater district comes in. The rule of capture exists. We modify the rule of capture by studying the aquifer and adopting restrictions on production so that we can extend the life of the aquifer and reduce the impacts to neighbors.
I'm asking this out of ignorance. It sounded like we contradicted ourselves. That if you have too much usage, then you need a permit, but you said you could use whatever you want. What did I miss?
No, I said absent a groundwater district. If there were no groundwater district in the area, then there's very few limits on what you can produce. You can come in a 5-acre spot, mm-hmm. put in a couple of wells, and produce a massive amount of water.
I got you. Thank you for that clarification.
Yeah. And so we're the most restrictive district in our area. We allow 2 acre feet per acre per year to be produced. So if you're Vista Ridge and you're exporting 50,000 acre feet of water a year, which they are, to San Antonio, that's out of Burleson County in our district, they've had to go out and pay over 25,000 acres of landowners. They have to pay for that water. They have to prove they have the rights. They have to file with us. They have a lease schedule filing requirement that's annually renewed. We require verification of metering. We require all of their meter and water level reports, and we evaluate all of those things. It's a very extensive amount of research that we do and also reporting on that's incumbent on these people that produce these large amounts of water.
What happens to Vista Ridge when their lease runs out?
Well, it depends on the lease. You know, we don't have the right to require leases. We can require proof of leases. Like, you know, oil and gas leases, you get a memorandum filed at the courthouse. Same with water leases. There's a memorandum of lease, and we can require that. But you don't get into the guts of the lease. And so a lot of these leases are like the old 88 oil and gas leases. They're maintained by production. If you're getting a royalty payment, you're in it forever. So it's up to us to find ways to regulate long term. So in addition to the spacing and the things like that, we also came in and nobody has ever defined what fair share is in this state. Although we're required to figure it out, we've adopted what we call the unreasonable impact rule. We just adopted it this last spring. And it's our effort to add another restriction in addition to those contiguous acreage and spacing requirements to limit impacts from one person to another. And that's our way of defining what a fair share is.
Okay, guys, I'm cutting you off because time is limited. I want to ask a question here. Let's use the rice, the water going to the rice farms. I know I heard it's not being done anymore, but I want to use it as an example.
I think it is. I don't think they changed that. You're hoping that those upper lakes are constant level lakes.
All right, let me ask a question.
Built for that.
Let me ask a question. One, who made the decision? And two, who makes the profit?
So all that went back to TCEQ and the river authorities, and I believe that they were sued by Farm Bureau on behalf of the agriculture producers because you're going back to 2011. When we had all that drought, mm-hmm. and they actually chose against surface water law, first in time, first in right with surface water, the older permits have the rights, and some of those older permits were the ag, and they cut off the ag to supply the municipal downstream, and they drained those lakes to a certain extent, mm-hmm. and that's why you didn't have water for your business.
Right, and I'm not asking to bring up old history, I'm asking that because if it's still current, in the current time, who makes the decision, who makes the profit, and where does that profit go? That's why I was asking the question.
It goes to run the river authorities. That's
LCRA?
How they assess fees, LCRA in that instance, BRA in our instance. And we do everything we do based off the fees that we collect. We're not a tax base. We don't collect any taxes. And so the way that we use our fees is to do things like putting it back into the local economy through our Aquifer Conservancy Program, where we actually use the fees that we collect from these permits to pay people not to lease, to keep it in the district. And because we have that contiguous acreage requirement, if you want to put in a large project, you have to get all these blocks of land to touch each other. And if we got your block tied up and they need your block to join together several blocks that could be used to get a large permit, we might thwart them from stop them, prevent them from getting a large permit because they can't put the acreage together.
Okay.
So that's what we do.
Lack of time.
Yep.
Do you have any awareness meetings for the public to attend and learn and to maybe sign up?
Every month.
Let's talk about that.
We're high, and we do hybrid. You can go watch, and you can go watch any of our videos since COVID started. We've been doing hybrid meetings. Look on our website.
All right, look, we're going to take a break here. We come back, we'll finish up.
All right.
3-5 minutes, whatever, that's wrap fine. It all up. 254-697-6633. I've got Gary Westbrook here, and, you know, it's such a long name. It's the Post Oak Savannah Groundwater Conservation District. How would you say it, Gary? Did you say, hey, I'm from?
Post Oak.
Okay, there you go. Dang. Why didn't you tell me that 2 hours ago?
It was entertaining. I was enjoying it.
All right, we'll take a break. Number's 254-697-6633.
Is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
The Texas Resale Company of Cameron, located at 1401 West 4th Street in Cameron and second location right off of Highway 79 in Franklin, are retail sellers of Durskin portable buildings and CNH carports. Need extra space? Need to protect your vehicles from hail damage? Texas Resale Company can design one just for you. Rent-to-own options available, no credit checks, low-down payments. Call Terry Gellner at 979-255-6083. Check out Texas Resale Company of Cameron and Franklin. Call now.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, "It's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us.
Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
Ha ha!
buddy. See, I told you Shelby's in control. Here I'm jamming out to some Poison. And she goes, no, that's it. That's enough. You're gonna go on air. So welcome back. Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. The number is 254-697-6633. I've got Gary Westbrook from Post Oak. Did I say it right?
That's close enough.
Okay. I got a question. I said it to you before the break, and you're probably like, wondering, what's he going to ask me, man? What's he going to ask me? No, it's simple.
You ask whatever you like.
I probably already know the answer. You have a city community. You have Cameron. Mm-hmm. Yep. Cameron. They all have their houses. Nobody has a right to make a decision like we're talking about because the city is the entity that makes the decision with the groundwater. Is that correct?
Well,
as
no,
compared to a
No. We still regulate groundwater, but within a city limit and CCN, they could adopt restrictions on your ability to drill a well. So they do have some authority there to restrict your ability to access groundwater.
So that was a good question. That was a good question.
That was a good question. Although Cameron, and there is some groundwater under Cameron. It's shallow alluvial formations that are found near rivers. Little river sitting right here. Not all parts of Cameron have water under it, so interesting question, yeah.
Okay. Gary, I want to thank you for being able to come in and talk about this. I want to wrap it up, though, in about 4 minutes or so.
Okay.
Can you recap and then make sure everybody knows who you are, where to get a hold of you, and what kind of functions you have that they can go see?
All right. So, general manager, I'm in charge of the day-to-day operation. We have a staff of 8. We have 10 board members that set our policies and adopt our rules, and we have lots of active committees. Our board members, and I do appreciate those guys, they're not paid. We can reimburse them for actual expenses, but they're not paid. They're appointed by the commissioner's courts. And if you look on our website, you can see who they are. And they represent specific water user interests in these two counties, 5 from each county. There's an industrial representative, and it's his responsibility to look at the industrial needs of our district, users as well as future needs, and consider those things and have input with our board. So we have that. 8 staff members. 2 of them are full-time field techs measuring water levels. We have over 430 monitor wells across the district, 8 different aquifers that we regulate production from. We have tons of information on our website. It's POSGCD.org. That's our initials. I'm real original with that, right? We use these fees to try to benefit the public as well as to establish fair regulation across the board for everybody. We have a water, we were talking about rainwater harvesting. We have a class. If you take the class, then you qualify for reimbursement of installation of a rainwater harvesting system. That can benefit anybody in the county. You don't even have to be over the aquifer. So even Andy, we would let Andy do it.
How much would a rainwater catchment system, what kind of price is it?
Well, it's a lot higher than it was a few years ago when we started, and our board will actually discuss increasing the amount next year. But normally you can put it in for less than it costs or less than we would reimburse you for. We'll reimburse at $1 per gallon of storage.
All right.
So,
Garrett, you got a call? May I have a question pertaining? Maybe you can answer. Okay, this mic's out. You're going to use my microphone, okay? But go ahead, Shelby.
Go ahead.
Wayne, welcome to the program, buddy. How you doing this morning?
Oh, pretty good, I guess. I was kind of drifting in now to listening to y'all about the water quality and all. And, we have EPA that monitors like the farmers and, our drinking water is monitored and all. But when are these solar farms going to be monitored? How much more longer is it going to take? I guess pretty much maybe everybody already heard, maybe not everybody, about the fire that was in Falls County. And after they put the fire out, the water that was there on the ground turned red. This is getting a little old. These solar farms seem to be doing whatever the heck they want to do. And nobody's monitoring them. It's getting aggravating with these people.
Gary, I divert to your expertise.
We could regulate their use of groundwater, but other than that, you'll have to look at somebody else going to regulate, construction and all of those standards. So we don't get into solar farms. We just do groundwater. Now, if you wanted to produce groundwater for maintenance and things like that on a farm, obviously we would come into play there.
Well, Colonel, maybe who would you talk to about the solar farms?
I don't know about that. I know people that are complaining about the heat generated in the vicinity of one of these big solar farms.
Yes, that's true.
And we were flying
that's very
over
true.
This. We flew up to Tyler and back in our little airplane, and there are enormous acreages of solar panels out northeast, east of Waco, and east of Temple.
Well, you know, Colonel,
north and east,
with America and its entrepreneurial spirit, we could find somebody that would tap into the ground and get the water down below in the aquifer and use misters to cool down the wind farms and the solar panels. How's that for a solution, Wayne?
I don't know, but I know we need the EPA even to step in. I mean,
oh gosh, no.
You know, this is very aggravating, and they wrecks my nerves the way what's going on. And they can just get away with murder. It looks like someone is going to die before it's over with, before something is going to be done.
So one of the things I can relate to is this whole property rights issue. You know, if you choose to put in a solar farm, you have that right. There's certain things your neighbors can do, but they're limited. And it's kind of the same way with groundwater. If you choose to use it, you have that right. And we have some regulatory ability to reduce your impact on your neighbors or the effect that you have on their supply of their water. So, there is a relation here between what Wayne's talking about and what we actually get into. But when you have a property right, it's your property.
Right, you did bring up an interesting article as far as property rights.
Yeah.
But when it comes to taxpayers' money supporting this, that is a different issue. I do not support my tax dollars going. If they can't make it on their own, they damn sure don't need my tax dollars. And then they're going to spend my tax dollars to destroy an environment and destroy the ozone and create more heat.
I'm sure
it's 15 degrees hotter around them solar farms.
You know, Wayne, I think the answer is not enough people got their skin in the game. And the people in metropolitan areas don't know it, don't care, because they turn on the faucet and there you go. And people like you who deal with the land and all that kind of stuff, they're fewer and far between. It gets more and more difficult.
Yes, exactly. But they will care when one day their environment is destroyed. And there's no more food.
Yeah, well, then at that point, it's too late, as we already know that. But I know, Wayne. That's why we just got to just keep talking about it. And that's why I keep saying I'm the 25-cent guy in the room, because the majority of the people out there, and I'm not saying this is an insult, 25 cents meaning their attention is diverted somewhere else. I need to break it down with a snippet that penetrates that wall of distraction. And they go, whoa, what was that? And they start focusing on it.
And I want to bring up a point. Our tax dollars were used to build these out here east of Temple. And they are running out of money. There is a guy who can't get paid now. They have destroyed his property, and he is going to be forced to sue them. From my understanding, he will take them to court because they've done went through the tax dollars. And I hate to see tax dollars go down the drain, be destroyed, but I'd rather see them go bankrupt right now than later. And my understanding, what I was told, they have already spent on just this one farm $450 to $500 million. Now, how far could that go on building another panda and leaving our farmland alone?
You know, the lack of planning by some of these solar farms is unbelievable. Number one, I understand the one north of North Milam County is been ready to operate for like 4 or 5 months, and they can't operate because their transformer is sitting in Del Rio because the one they got for it is so heavy, Dextot won't let them haul it up the road. So, you know.
Yeah, but this windmill. Yeah, this windmill crap. Look, I'm saying it. I want to call it like it is, Wayne. I want to call it like it is. This windmill is a bunch of crap. Nobody's proven to me yet that it's worth what we're doing with it. You got stuff that you got to bury that doesn't disintegrate for thousands of years. It doesn't produce what it has to produce. It kills birds. It kills the landscape. It takes away people's property. It just
makes noise.
What benefit does it have?
Right. You brought up a good point about that transformer. They're supposed to deliver one here east of Temple, and it's sitting in El Paso. The state of Texas will not give them a permit because it's so heavy to deliver here east of Temple. So that's two of them. But yet they keep progressing forward, building and building and building, when they can't even get the transformer here.
All right, Wayne, I'm cut hard on time here, so I'm going to let you go. Appreciate the call. Great conversation. How much time I got, Shelby?
Thank you.
1 minute. Okay, let me give it back to Gary here. Gary, go ahead. That one's back on. Go ahead and just give us a rundown of who you are and how you can get a hold of you.
Sure. Post Oak Savannah, general manager. Again, we have a staff of eight. You can contact us at 512-455-9900. Our website, just do a search and it pops up readily. Website, posgcd.org. We have board meetings every second Tuesday of every month. Only rarely do we get to skip a month like we did in July. All of our board members are hybrid. Our board meetings are hybrid. And so you can attend virtually and you can participate. You can ask for the ability to comment, ask questions, things like that. So,
Gary, I want to thank you very much for coming
absolutely.
In, taking the time to talk to us. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much. We're going to take a break. When we come back, 3 minutes, we've got some articles we'll be going over. I'd like to get your opinion. 254-697-6633.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
A duo that's perfect together. That's Cox's Heating and AC and Lennox. Cox's Heating and AC is your local Lennox dealer, and we're committed to making your family's home comfort our top priority. With a wide assortment of Lennox products to offer, Cox's Heating and AC will ensure your home's air is perfect for your family. Call us today at 254-697-4252 to learn more about how you can experience expert service and care offered by Cox's Heating and AC. Dealer license number TACLB009432E. Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Wrench Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
go ahead, Shelby. Shut the music off. It's all okay. All right, now look. I've had a tsunami of information hit me about groundwater. Do you like that segment?
I like that. Okay. Yes, and yeah.
I get it.
Although it's surface water, but that's okay.
I got Gary Westbrook still in here. We carried him over because we forgot to mention something. Go ahead and tell him. What am I hearing? I'm hearing something here that I shouldn't be hearing. What am I hearing?
There you go. We have a groundwater summit that we do annually. It's free of charge. The only place in our district really large enough to host it is the Caldwell Civic Center. We can seat about 350 people there. We bring in folks from around the state that are experts. Some of them don't agree with everything we do and say, and that's okay. But we bring them in to educate the public free of charge, August 17th, 9 to 4. Please let us know whether you're coming or not so we can plan, because we feed you free also.
Oh.
Lunch is free. It's on us. So August 17th, 9 to 4. And I promise you, you would pay $300 to $400 at a conference to hear the people that we bring in.
Well, so. That's fantastic. Okay, hopefully we can reiterate that. Yep. I don't know.
I just don't understand why people are concerned about this stuff that rust pipes. It's a strong solvent. It's made from a volatile fuel and an oxidizer, and you can drown in the stuff. You know?
What was the time you said, August 17th, from what time?
9 to 4. Yeah, it's a Thursday. It's a Thursday. So,
all right.
Gary, call us an RSVP so we'll have a plate of food for you, okay?
Gary, you're welcome to stay for the rest of the program. We're going to shift gears here. And what I did is I got all my articles and I broke them down into two columns. One's the Biden column, one's the Trump column, okay? So I'm going to start with Biden.
Y'all
first.
Have a blessed day, man.
Yeah, that's your cue to leave, right?
Hey, no way.
Trust me, I'm on the same page with you,
Dan. All right. How about this? Gee, I have so much to pick from. How about this one? This is interesting because it's CNN. CNN admits Joe Biden's poll numbers stink. That's a quote. And Trump is historically in a strong position. In a remarkable and rare instance of broadcasting, CNN told the truth about Joe Biden's pathetic poll numbers and horrible chances of re-election. Horrible if you have common sense. No, I take that back. Horrible if you're not paying it. How can I say this? Look, it may be horrible,
like you can't.
But they can cheat it enough if you're not paying attention to get them back in there. CNN analyst Harry Enten pointed out that more people at this point trust congressional Republicans than they do Biden on the most significant issues, calling it a very worrying sign for his chances of a second term. He also noted that Biden's approval of the economy hasn't improved no matter how many times he claims his strategy is working. Quote, Biden's overall approval rating and his approval rating on the economy really hasn't gotten much better. Inflation, yes, it's down compared to a year ago, but compared to 2 years ago, it's still way up. That's number five. What is going? Hey, if somebody can tell me what's going on out there with all these sirens, I want to know.
That's the fifth one.
It's the fifth one. I feel like I'm in New York. I really do.
And I mean, I don't know where they're going, but it's the fifth siren.
Grass fires. Yeah.
I don't see anything posted new on the website.
Check your chains on your trailer. Stop throwing cigarette butts out the window.
Oh, come on, now. Huh?
If you look at Joe Biden's approval of the economy right now, it stinks, Enten declared. Biden has just a 37% approval rating on the economy. He also noted that Donald Trump was so hated by leftists at this point in his presidency that his approval was driven down, but it's still higher than Joe Biden's. Look, you look at the rallies. You look at how, with all the indictments, the impeachments, the lies, and all this kind of stuff, and Trump keeps going up and up and up. Ladies and gentlemen, that's your news. That's the heartbeat of America. The problem I have with the heartbeat of America is that every other beat is somebody who agrees but doesn't get up and do anything. We need more people to be called to action. And what action means is inform your friends, family of the truth and go vote. Outvote the cheat.
That's it. We have to put self into self-government. And the first person you have to deal with, I was just reading this, Matthew 7, 3 to 4. It says, why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there is a plank in your own eye?
That's right.
So we have to take care of ourselves and then educate our friends and take just one more to the poll to vote for the primary election.
Here's another article. And I bring this up because usually these guys are more on the left side. Filmmaker Oliver Stone regrets voting for Joe Biden. I made a mistake, he says. The president is dragging the country into potential World War III with Russia. I honestly don't think this is going to happen, World War III with Russia. I really don't. He says, I voted for him. I made a mistake. He expressed his voters' remorse by slamming the Biden's administration handling the war in the Ukraine. Quote, this is a potential World War III. The two-time Oscar-winning director said, this is the same situation as World War I in a sense, the stupidity of it because of the alliances and the fears and the built-up phobias. If we don't stop this, what Biden is doing, I voted for him. I made a mistake thinking that he was an old man now and he would calm down, but he's more mellow, but he'd be more mellow and so forth. I didn't see that at all. Look, let me tell you something there, Oliver. He is a pawn in the system. He sold his soul. And what he does, he makes, he's the big man, okay? The big guy. He's getting 10%. He's driving his green Corvette, and he's making sure that he doesn't run over his top secret or secured documents that he took from the White House when he's a vice
and
president in his garage.
Corvette,
okay? How about this one? Here's a poll. 60% say Joe Biden covering up his involvement in family deals. I see you want to say something, Colonel.
No, I'm just...
60% of voters believe President Joe Biden is working to cover up his involvement in his family's business deals with foreign adversaries, a Rasmussen Reports poll found Monday. Now, Rasmussen's a good poller.
All the pollers are corrupt.
The poll asked respondents, how likely is it that Joe Biden has been part of the illegal cover-up to hide his involvement in his son's Hunter's foreign business deals? Over 60% said they believe Joe Biden has been a part of an illegal cover up to hide his involvement in his son's Hunter's. Look, it's the truth. The laptop from hell, the emails, the phone calls, the videos, the pictures. How do you get away from that?
And they just disregard it.
Disregard it, but yet on a fake dossier, steel dossier, they use that to try to impeach Trump. And it was bogus, and they know it's bogus.
That's right. And even. Okay, we've got Skinny Neck Schiff. He's
pencil neck.
Pencil neck. He talks to a committee under oath and says the truth, and then steps right outside the door and starts telling the same lies again for the public and for the press. It is just amazing what happens.
And then you got Devin Archer, who worked with Hunter Biden. He testifies that Joe was on the speakerphone for 20 calls. Quote, Hunter Biden's best friend in business, Devin Archer, told House investigators that Hunter Biden included then Vice President Joe Biden on speakerphone over 20 times with business associates to sell, quote, the brand.
But Joe doesn't remember that. He just doesn't remember.
So,
Lying's okay now. So
the population out there who continue to watch the lamestream media. Now listen, you've got to know your enemy. You've got to study your enemy. I'm not saying don't listen to the lamestream media. I'm saying listen to them, watch the truth, watch it live, what they're reporting about. Let's just say Trump has a rally and he says this. Well, watch it. This way, when you go to see their spin on it on the 6 o'clock news, you're going to say, that wasn't how it worked. You guys are spinning that. You're trying to make it, you're manipulating it. You're cutting out key phrases. You're doing this. And I'll tell you what, I'll call out any conservative platform that does the same thing. I want the truth. And I'm not going to go to them, you can't handle the truth. Yeah, I can. You got aliens? Bring it on, man. Nothing a 50 cal can't handle. You got any other problem? We can handle it. Tell me the truth. They're lying, like the colonel said, stick with the shtick. You're lying in our faces, and you're doing it because you can't turn back. You've committed your soul.
Yes.
That's right.
And that's it.
That's it. 100%.
And we're in trouble, and they're still killing people. And it's putting this vaccine in the childhood schedule and giving it to the kids where there is a high probability that all the children that are vaccinated may well be sterile or at least decreased in their ability to have children.
Okay, so there we go. Here's Matt's three heads with the tinfoil hats. It's in their own white papers. They want depopulation. There's many different ways to depopulate. War, But that takes, that's too ugly. It's too messy. It's too dirty. It takes too much time.
Too why expensive.
Not, why not inject everybody with something that down the road, like, oh. Willing to want to have very good.
You know,
see, that's the Hegelian dialectic. I haven't used that phrase in a long time. Hegelian dialectic. You know what that is? Problem, reaction, solution. The people who want control say, you know, we got to figure a way to unite the people to support us. So what we're going to do, we're going to cause a problem because we've studied human nature. And if we cause this problem, we know human nature is going to scream for a remedy. And they're going to scream to government for the answer. And the government already has the answer because they caused the problem. It's the problem, reaction, solution. You're stuck in a circular trap. And the only way you get out of it is taking the red pill.
Education.
We're going to take a break. Be back in 3 minutes. 254-697-6633. I should have, hopefully, another special guest coming in. Out there. Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Petros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunShop.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Branch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Branch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Branch Automotive now. 254-935-2145.
Award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number DACLB009432E.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Hour number three, Matt, your host, the wingman, the Colonel, Rafer Brown, back in the studio. It's good to have him back. Judge Andy Isaacs in studio. Shelby Meyer, my board operator, doing a fantastic job. We just talked to Gary Westbrook, and now in the studio with me, good guy. Got Josh Wood from Centex Tactical. Now, Centex Tactical is one of my sponsors. If you go in there, it's like a candy store for an adult.
It's worse than candy store.
We're going to talk to him in a second, but I got to do my protocol here. We're simulcasting here at 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at 98.5 FM at KRXT out of Rockdale. If you want to look at my ugly mug, our ugly mugs, Shelby's the pretty one in here.
And I'm not seeing.
You know, you haven't put my little bobblehead.
I've been doing it the whole time.
You have?
Yes.
You see how engaged I am with the program? Okay. If you want to check us out on Facebook, go to aaronsgunshop.com. Give us a call here in the studio at 254-697-6633. And it's all put into podcast form. You can go to Podbean, Apple, Spotify. If you go to aaronsgunshop.com and go to the radio show page, at the top of the page there, you'll see the last week's show. And probably by Sunday or Monday, I'll have this week's show up there for just a quick reference. But you can go back to any show you want via the podcast. Also, if you go down to the center of the page there, there's a donation button if you feel led to do so. Donate on the program on a monthly basis. It helps out a lot. It costs a lot of money to keep the show up on two stations month to month. Thank you for the sponsors and all the donations. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like us on Facebook. Yada, 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 yada. Spread the word, because the more we get, the bigger we get, the more we can do. Okay? Am I done? Did I do it all? Okay. Josh, get your mic. Josh, how the heck are you, dude?
Excellent.
Not only, are you married?
Yes.
Disregard what I was about to say, though. I was going to say, available bachelor here, good-looking man, but he's married, so hands off. Josh, it was good. We met some time ago. You're managing the store at Centex Tactical. Jessica, great. Elliot, great. The owners of the store, and a fantastic shop it is. I was there when they first opened up in Belton, the little corner shop.
Yeah.
And I'd bug Jessica all the time. What about these? What about this? What about this? And they just kept growing and growing and growing and growing. And they got a fantastic shop. And if you go to aaronsgunshop.com and go to the Centex Tactical logo icon, click on it, you get to see everything. Welcome to the show, Josh.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
What's new in the world of Centex Tactical?
Well, right now we're just expanding, trying to expand our products, moving into the EDC, the everyday carry gear, stuff like that, trying to get some titanium stuff in. Like I just got this yesterday. It was a Spyderco Smock.
Oh, now he's teasing
with
me.
Titanium skills.
What do you do, just press this here?
Yep.
Let's try that again. He's got a nice knife. If you look on the camera, there it is. I use a automatic blade. This one's a, there's another siren. Six, something's going on. What did you see coming into town?
Traffic guy, motorist cop had somebody pulled over. So
I called the sheriff's department. I called the sheriff's department and the police. Nobody. They said, "We
just somebody working."
Oh, he working
got
hard.
Bills to pay.
He working hard.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's break this down, because there's so much. We got to do this methodically. Otherwise, right, we're going to miss something. What do you do at Centex Tactical, and what products do you have? Don't go brands, just give an idea. Run down the aisles and give an idea of what you have available. Because here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen, before he talks, I'm a big time prepper. And there's many different ways to prep when it comes to food, when it comes to medicines, when it comes to guns, when it comes to tactical gear, when it comes to all this kind of stuff. There's different venues. And in each venue, you got to have ample opportunity to get a variety of different products that fit your needs. And Centex Tactical, in this respect, it has it covered. So why don't you explain what you have available?
All right. First and foremost, it's a surplus store. I mean, anything military surplus we get our hands on, we have in the store. Then we start moving into prepping type stuff, survival type stuff, meals, not just MREs. We also have I forget the brand, but it doesn't matter, like the already pre-stored, last forever, shelf life.
Or like freeze-dried?
Yeah.
That type of stuff?
That kind of stuff.
Just to clarify, I got MREs, freeze-dried food, and some other products as well from different brands.
Yeah, and then we move on to the tactical gear. We sell all kinds of body armor, Kevlars, hard plates, soft plates, second chance vests. And we move on to the carriers for that, all the equipment that goes with that. Ear Pro, all kinds of different types of Ear Pro, either sponge, the Surefire molded ones, all the way up to the Peltor headsets and stuff like that.
What I find funny is when I go into a store that I really like, I end up knowing more
than the manager.
Mm-hmm.
I remember a couple stories. Hey, man, you got this? I go, no, I don't. I go, check underneath that one thing, go over in the corner, blah, blah, blah. There it is. You go up and down these aisles. Look, Josh is being very modest. You go up and down these aisles. Not only do they have plate carriers, they got variety of plate carriers. Not only do they have plates, they got steel plates, ceramic plates, soft plates, different sizes, different shapes. They got accessory pouches to go with it. So it all depends. If you're into body armor, go. You put your hands on it, you feel it, and Josh here's got the knowledge and the experience to tell you what works and what doesn't work. I just ended up getting myself some ceramics. I've got a bad back, steel plates. I was able to reduce about 20. I was able to lessen my vest by 24 pounds by switching from steel going to ceramics. Now you're going to pay for it, but what's your back worth?
Right.
All right. I'll pause. Keep going.
I don't even remember where I was at now. Oh, and then we move into the EDC stuff as well. Like I said, we're trying to grow that part of the store.
We just talked about that. I think it was a week ago. EDC.
Mm-hmm.
All the stuff. So talk about it.
Well, EDC is just, it's different for everybody, and it's based on what they think that they're going to need. Like me, I always have a pocket knife. I don't think anybody should be walking around without a knife of some kind, either a fixed blade or a pocket knife.
You got pants on, you got to have a knife in them.
Yes, sir. I mean, I got my first knife when I was five. My grandpa gave me my first case trapper.
Knife.
When I was five.
What else? How about a flashlight?
No.
Got a flashlight?
I got the go bag in the car. It's got all this stuff.
Pen.
I got you. Oh, look. Mine's better than yours. Benchmade.
All right. You got the Hank, though?
Hank thing. Rip the shirt, and there you go. Good to go.
So, my grandpa made me carry a handkerchief.
What about this one? How about that? You don't sell those, do you? But you sell gun parts.
I sell the parts. We are moving into FFL. I don't have a time frame or anything like that. I do carry anything that
I'm not a handkerchief. This is a small towel.
No, talk about the parts, because a lot of people are looking, and you've got a wide diversification of parts. Even though, in your estimation, in my estimation, if you compare it to the internet, sure, it's a small selection.
Oh, yeah, very
small. In reality, when you walk in the store, it's a large selection. So tell me what you got.
So, I mean, we don't have a whole lot in the store just because we don't have the room for it until we can, I don't know, buy some more land and build a bigger building or anything like that. We're kind of stuck with what we have, but we can order anything that you need. You just have to be patient. I know, and that's a big deal nowadays, especially with the internet.
No, wait a minute. You're being very modest. He has a lot of stuff in the store, okay? And if they don't have it, he can get it. But here's the catch. This guy, this young man here, battle-proven, he can tell you from experience what's good and what's not good. I had a nice discussion with him when it came to plates, certain types of plates, and handling it. And because I'm mostly used to soft or steel. And so we were having a discussion on ceramics, and we had a great gun. You can do the same thing when it comes to your firearm or any other type of gear. This guy's done it, worn it. What's your history, Josh? Tell us your history.
So I spent 20 years in the military, retired in 2015, and I went on naturally to law enforcement. It's just an easy transition.
But you were an MP in the military, right?
Yes. Also did SWAT for civilian law enforcement and in the military. I mean, I went to SWAT school in 1996, my first SWAT school. So it's just guns and armor. It's what I know.
Tactics and equipment.
Yep. And, I mean, I retired from law enforcement because I got tired of all the BS, you know, getting called a racist and everything wears down on you real quick.
Let me say something to you. You're mostly in the sandbox, right?
Yes.
Okay, I was doing forest, jungle type of stuff.
Yeah.
When you're going through the bush and you got an M16 or an AR-15 platform for civilian purposes, and you got all these gadgets on it, and you go through a swamp, sorry, you're going to hook up on everything. It's just like an electrician with an extension cord. It's going to hook on something.
That's right.
Okay?
If you're on an airplane, have to jump out and don't got a parachute, get an extension cord because it's going to hang up on something.
That's right. So when people come to me for advice and I'm looking at their weapons, I'm saying, what's this for? Well, look, basic. You need a gun. You need ammo. You need mags. You need a light and a sling, a good sling. Other than that, you got too much stuff to hang out. So when you come into Centex Tactical and you talk to Josh, he's got all this experience. He can give you the same type of insight. Now, you don't want that, man. Why do you want to do that? Because I
just waste
the
money.
You're wasting money. And they're not there to take your money. They're there to give you the product you need.
And when they do that, the clientele base cha-ching goes up. They want people want people who talk the truth. I keep cutting you off. Go ahead.
Oh, no worries. Yeah, and then as far as firearms stuff, everything that we can legally sell without an FFL, we carry in the store. If we don't have it in the store, we can get it usually in less than a week. I mean, 4 to 5 days is usually our ship time. You know, and we don't have to wait on bulk orders or anything like that. Yesterday, I had Elliot order some EMT pants for a lady that runs the EMT stuff over at Belton, one of the Belton high schools. So
now Elliot's prior military as well. Yes. Been in the box. So
yeah, the store is veteran owned and operated. So
20 seconds already. Wow. Between these two guys, I mean, you got a lot of information. Go ahead and take the call. We'll put them on hold. I got Josh Wood here from Centex Tactical. We'll be back in three. Shall we?
Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Their product line speaks for itself and is carried by the largest distributor in the firearms industry. Jason Bain, the owner, has customer service that is second to none. And you will not find a single bad customer service experience or review of Backup Tactical anywhere. Why? Because there is none. Check out Jason's products by going to backuptactical.com or call 561-560-0850. You and your pistol will be happy you did.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, "It's our duty to serve those who serve us." In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us.
The Texas Resale Company of Cameron, located at 1401 West 4th Street in Cameron and second location right off of Highway 79 in Franklin, are retail sellers of Durskin portable buildings and CNH carports. Need extra space? Need to protect your vehicles from hail damage? Texas Resale Company can design one just for you. Rent-to-own options available, no credit checks, low-down payments. Call Terry Gellner at 979-255-6083. Check out Texas Resale Company of Cameron and Franklin. Call now.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Shelby just slapped my hand. That's enough, Matt. Get back to business. 254-697-6633. In the studio with me is Josh Wood from Centex Tactical. He's running the shop there. Elliot and Jessica own the shop. It's military, veteran-owned. Great place. Been going there for years. Sponsors the program. Josh, I'll tell you what. I don't want you to talk about a product at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to go through your store in your mind, each wall, because I've got the vision, you know the vision. Like the one wall, for example, is totally medical.
Right.
Let's go from there.
Okay, from the medical? All right, so, well, I'll just start from walking in the door.
Okay.
So as soon as you walk in the door, to your right is going to be my MREs, all shelved either in cases or individuals. You keep moving to the right, you're going to go into our boots. We have used and new boots, Oakley, Rothko, Danner, Belleville, all the boots you could want. Then you move back towards the register or to the left side of the store, and that's when you start coming into our used clothing, our new clothing, tactical clothing, EMS, fire clothing, and then you also move in the same areas where we have all of our pouches. Mag pouches, GP pouches, admin pouches, pistol mag pouches.
And let me make a comment on that.
Mm-hmm.
If a person's coming in and they're looking to get something or adjust something or modify or be specific, they got everything.
Yes.
You're going to find something that's going to work. I do it all the time. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, we have... It's really unlimited on how you want to alter your gear and what you want to do with it. So basically, the only limitation is your imagination when it comes to your gear and what you need to do with it.
The one wall that's very fun to shop is the one that faces the street.
Yeah.
Because you got everything there. You got scabbards, medical, shovels, first aid, all sorts of sleeping bags, ponchos.
So, and that wall there. It's the pegboard wall. So on the farthest end by the register is where all of our medical stuff starts. So we have pre-made med bags, backpack size, the old school Vietnam medic bag size. They're pre-stocked where you can buy them empty to stock them however you want.
Let me add to that. My guys, I have a lot of guys we shoot together, and we all went and bought one of the small compact first aid kits because it had enough of the required stuff necessary for an immediate response to somebody. It wouldn't sustain you for multiples, but it's good for at least one, maybe two people.
Right.
And it's great, and it comes in a nice compact issue, and it's not that expensive. So you offer that from small to large.
Yes. All the way IFAC size pre-stocked that you can wear on your belt for your individual med kit. And tourniquets... any kind of filler stuff, stitching, filament, everything. I mean, the only thing that we don't have in there that I know of off the top of my head is like IV bags.
Okay. So if you have a person who's kind of like us, and we get it and we're ready to do whatever we got to do, we're going to go look for certain equipment. But then you've got the people out there who are concerned about just taking care of themselves, surviving. And the medical is a great aspect. Clothing aspect is very good because they're rugged, they're dependable, they're combat proven. And then you have sleeping gear.
Mm-hmm.
That's good for the general public. But as you start focusing in the center aisles, that's when you start getting specific. You've got these diagonal aisles and they've got end caps. And each one of those aisles is topic specific.
Right.
So if you want to have certain parts for your AR, boom, all the stuff that you basically need is there with some variations. Then you got a center cabinet. The other nice thing about Centex is Elliot brings in different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's new stuff, modern stuff, variation stuff. It's not like, oh, this is just this. This is old. This is 20 years. No. His flashlight cabinet, I buy lots of flashlights there because I'm like, oh, wow, I didn't know that they had that one there.
You can't have too many flashlights.
No, you can't.
It's kind of like knives. You can't. There's no such thing.
Nope.
Well, speaking of which, he's got a lovely cabinet full of knives. Why don't you talk about that?
So our knives, we try to keep a knife for every kind of person. We have knives for guys that don't want to spend a lot of money on knives. We have guys that just want a rugged knife that's going to last them a long time. And then we have knives that are 200 plus in there for the guys that really love the knives.
Which is like one, which is one in my pocket, about $300.
Right. Yeah, the Spyderco I got on me now.
Why? Because the quality is there. Now, Sentex Tactical has everything from a $12 knife to a $500 knife.
What's the difference between the man looking for the rugged one that'll last him a really long time to your expensive one that'll last a long time?
That's a great question. I'll tell you what, say that again, but I don't think they heard you.
I don't think they can hear me anyway. I said, what is the difference between the man wanting the rugged one that will last a long time versus the expensive one that's supposed to last a long time?
Primarily comes down to their knowledge about the products. You got guys that refuse to spend $50 on a knife. And I refuse to spend $12 on a knife. So, yes, I'd rather save my money up and buy a knife like this.
You know, that's interesting you said that. I bought probably $50 worth of $5 knives. Mm-hmm. And I threw them all over the place.
Right.
Just so I need a blade. If it breaks, it's garbage. The one in my pocket for $300 is meant between your ribs. Mm-hmm. I have to have it work. It must be dependable. It must maintain an edge. I'm willing to pay the price.
Yep. And then it also comes down, the guys who are knowledgeable about knives is the blade steel. So you got knives in there, are $12 knives, they're not made with quality steel. And then you have a knife like this that's the quality of the steel.
And how much? We're going to show this up on the Facebook.
That one, as is probably about $350.
And I show them this
because
one too.
Of the scales.
And push that up, and they'll see it. It ejects. This one. What's the brand on this one?
Spyderco.
Oh, yeah, that's great. That one's Benchmade. Benchmade's good too. You like that, huh?
Okay, wait.
Oh, give it to me, close, please.
No, I don't know how.
Pull it down. Pull it down. Pull it down. Pull it down harder. There you go. And the reason it's like that is so you don't accidentally, when you're trying to stab somebody in the ribs, it goes in.
And you don't activate it in your pocket.
That's what I was more thinking was not.
Well, those devices, if it doesn't hit the right type of substance, it doesn't lock into place.
Right.
It'll hurt a little bit, but it won't penetrate you too much.
It depends on the out front, though, because the Microtech Halos will go through into your leg.
I stand corrected.
But they're the ones that you can't extract them with the release either, though. It has to be cocked, but it's one of the ones that will go into a 1x4 plank.
Nice. That you hold like this and you jab.
Yeah, punch daggers.
I guess so. I want one of those.
Now, you got to remember, ladies and gentlemen, the laws in Texas does not forbid you from having these types of knives. You can have a switchblade.
Yeah,
sword. Dagger.
On your back, walking down the road.
Brass knuckles.
You can't carry a baseball bat down the road.
No. Unless you're going to play baseball.
But you can't carry a club?
Nope.
Serious?
So when they
what about nunchucks?
The
scream of sticks?
Anything considered a club you can't carry?
Nope.
Not in your car, not on your person.
What if you're going to baseball practice?
Wait a minute, man.
You're using it for its intended use.
I thought clubs were legal, Judge.
Wow. So when they changed the law for autos, brass knuckles, swords, and all that were all covered under the same law. Clubs, saps, stuff like that were under a different penal code. So it never got changed because there aren't guys fighting.
I just learned something, and I pride myself on knowing it. Yeah. Because I thought
the reason everything else, because guys were fighting, I wanted to carry an automatic knife. Everything else was covered under the automatic knives as well. Nobody's pushing for. I want to carry a baseball bat for my self-defense weapon.
And that's the simplest thing, you know, broomstick, scream a stick, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, or saps.
Or saps, yeah, saps are great.
What's a sap?
Right.
It's a so.
With the batons.
No. So it's a piece of lead covered in leather. Cops used to carry them back.
Billy club.
Back in the day.
No, billy club. Blackjack.
Yeah, blackjack.
Oh, they were like a miniature little.
It's a piece of leather. Piece of leather. Leather handle, and then a piece of lead wrapped in leather and stitched down.
Wow. It's almost like a
the riding
ball,
crop.
The ball. What's the ball?
Oh. Okay.
But it has like monkey fist.
Monkey fist. Yeah.
So, we have those.
Are those legal?
Yeah, it's just a keychain. If you're carrying your keys on it.
Look, we got 3 minutes, and we're going to another segment. So let's do. If your life depended on success for Sentex Tactical, what would you tell the people?
I don't know what you mean.
You're going to die, man, in 3 minutes if you don't put something out good.
Okay, so anything you want, tactical, military, self-defense, survival, we have it. If we don't have it, I guarantee you we can get it for you in less than a week.
May I show this?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Here's Josh's gear. You can get this. You can get this gear at your place.
Yeah,
it's Centex Tactical. You're looking at this on Facebook, and it's far away from the camera, but it's a pistol belt. It's got all the gear. He makes his own holsters, but you got mag pouches, scissors, medical scissors, tourniquet. He's got plate carrier mags. He's got the plates.
Does he have a GPS address?
What's that, sir?
Do you have a GPS address? Where's your address so they can put it in your map?
2122 West Adams Avenue, Temple, Texas, 76504.
Now, look, it's veteran-owned. Josh, great guy. Elliot and Jessica, great couple. Their store is awesome.
Best bosses I've ever had.
Yeah, they're lovely people. They really are. And go check them out. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, support the sponsors who support the program, because without them, I can't stay on the air. So it's a circle of life. You support them, they support me, and hopefully you're appreciative of the news that I put out. Everybody's happy, and we get it done. We're going to be back, and when we come back, we're going to do true stories of self-defense. Josh, this is an experience you'll enjoy. Okay. We'll be back in three. El Green Chile Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chile Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chile Meat Market.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim? Window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that, too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617. Matthew Cole has been serving Cameron and the Milam County area with lawn services for over 25 years. Now, he's expanding into welding and fabrication. With 5 years' experience in that regard, he can help you with 24-7 mobile welding services, emergency repairs, equipment repairs, custom fabrications, trailer rebuilds and other trailer work, custom metal art, and more. For all your welding and fabrication needs, turn to a name you already trust in Matthew Cole with Scrappy Welding. Call 254-482-1935 to see how they can assist you.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cab Adventure Radio program. This is one of my favorite sections of the program. This is the true stories of self-defense. Now, unfortunately, Shelby's a little bit under the weather. Her voice is a little bad, so we can't find her a shoot-kill-death one worth her energy to spit it out. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to read true stories of self-defense from the American Rifleman's Armed Citizen column. This one is from October 2007. Now, if you remember what I've said in the past, the stories of the 60s, 70s, and early 80s, the guns are different and the accuracy is better. The further we get closer to present time, you get this wide diversification of firearms and the accuracy of shots is terrible. It's because people have the ability to buy a gun, but they don't go train. So we're going to read these stories cold and we're going to make, I'm going to make commentary on it, what to do, what not to do. And then the judge here, we got the legal aspect of it and we've got commentary from everybody else. So I'm going to read story number one. Willie Lee Hill says he returned home and butted into a robbery in progress. Police say the suspect struck Hill several times with an unopened soda can, rendering him unconscious. That must have been a can of Jolt.
And that's my EDC.
Oh, wow, man. What it would do? Okay. Let's see. He awoke minutes later, bleeding profusely. And half blinded without his glasses, he managed to reach a pistol in his bedroom as the robber returned. He lunged toward me, Hill said. There was only the bed between us, and I shot him, and he fell face first on the bed. He didn't move. Hill says the gun saved his life. I can handle a pistol, he said. I know that he was going to kill me if I hadn't gotten to him first. When police arrived, the suspect told them, I can't feel... When the police arrived, the suspect told them, I can't feel my legs. I got what I deserved. Damn right. Probably. Okay, so here this guy comes into it in process. When it's in process, yes, you can be caught off guard. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. I'm very good at what I do, but I can't be 100% on 100% of the time. There's a chance you may catch me off guard, and that happens to everybody. But once you're caught off guard and you have your mental faculties with you and you decide I'm not going to become a victim, that's when you get all your training and put it into gear. Okay? Go ahead, Colonel.
A man was sitting in his vehicle while his wife shopped for groceries. To his horror, three men burst into the store with a gun, appeared to fire, and began robbing customers. The man called 911.
How the hell did you do that?
Then received a call from his wife. I just heard her saying, "There is nothing in my purse," he recollects, and there was a pow. The phone went dead. The man, a concealed handgun license holder, sprang from his vehicle and entered the store with his .45 caliber pistol. He hoped to avoid confronting the bandits, but police say that was not to be. One of the robbers pointed a gun at the man, and he responded by firing two shots at the suspect, injuring him, and his accomplices fled. Neither the man's wife nor any others were harmed. I was just worried about my wife, the man said, noting he took no satisfaction in shooting the suspect. I just wanted to get her out of there. Dallas, Texas.
You know,
at least he had the right weapon.
I'm doing a cold read on this, and she called him. He heard what was going on, and he went to action. Is that right?
That's correct. And he tried to avoid the situation.
Very good.
He didn't go running in there the first thing, but when he saw no other alternative, because there's a very high probability, approximately 70-80%, that if you get into a gunfight, you're going to have holes in you.
It's just like a knife fight. You get in a knife fight,
you're
going to
have a hole.
Yep. That's right.
You're going to get cut.
Okay, very good. Josh, go ahead, buddy.
Tim Welby was putting tools away when he noticed his back door was suspiciously ajar. According to authorities, he found several signs of burglary and was missing a firearm.
Uh-oh.
As far as I know, there's an armed person inside my house, so I go and grab my .357 out of my nightstand, Welby explained. That's when he heard noises coming from the garage apartment where his stepson, Tristan Pierce, resides. In the apartment, he encountered a man wearing a motorcycle helmet. Thinking it might be his stepson, he called out, "Tristan." Silence followed, until the helmeted man said, "Please, sir." When Welby knew the man wasn't Tristan, he pointed the gun at him and said, "You move, I got a biohazard on my hands." Hearing the commotion, several neighbors came out of their homes with guns ready to help. One of them called 911, and the intruder was arrested without incident.
Anybody got a problem with that story?
No, I really like the neighbors.
I got an issue with you not putting any love into that. If you move, I got a biohazard on my hand. You got to put some fire in it.
I'm going to have a mess to clean up.
But I'll tell you what, that person did great. Because people ask me, if somebody breaks into your house, you're going to shoot them? I go, it depends. If they break into my house and I've got the drop on them, and I feel confident he's the only one, and he complies to my commands, no, I'm not going to shoot him. You don't comply to my commands, all bets are off.
I don't know. If I'm missing a firearm, though, I don't know if I'm going to wait.
Because you know it's got one.
Because all my firearms are loaded.
His problem was it could have been Tristan.
Right.
Identify the person, but the person complied. It's just like this. I've talked about this before. I get eviscerated when I talk about this. I carry a license to carry badge. Not for say, hey, I got a license to carry. Oh, look at me. I got a badge. No, it's because I don't want to get shot by a cop. And I've talked to sheriffs, deputies, police officers, constables, and judges. And they all tell me, if you see a license to carry badge, a shiny badge, they're going to hesitate for a second before they shoot you dead. And I'm using that badge to say, hey, I'm a good guy. Okay? So here, he's hesitating and waiting and seeing, do I shoot or do I not shoot? So I think the story is good. It all worked out. Judge?
Johnny Johnson awoke to the sound of a gunshot and his front door being kicked in. A security system alerted the sheriff's office while Johnson phoned his mother. She told him to avoid heroics and stay low. But Johnson had other plans. He snuck down the hallway with his 9mm pistol, surprising one of the intruders and shooting him multiple times. Police nabbed the alleged burglars and their getaway driver at the hospital. I'm in the right because it's either me or them, Johnson said, and the police agreed.
Amen.
Times Union, Jacksonville, Florida.
I got one problem with this story. What is it?
Why did you call your mother?
Thank you. Thank you. Mama, what do I do?
I don't agree. I understand defending your home and stuff like that, but I have a two-story. The reason I have a two-story is because I have my own fatal funnel in my house. Uh-huh. If you want to come into my house, you're going to have to come up them stairs that are 3 feet wide. I'm not going to come find you. I'm going to wait for you to come get me. And there's no.
I got you on the fatal funnel, but on the aspect of waiting, I ain't waiting for nobody. And I'm not going to do it. But I got the same effect.
If I got my wife and kid in the house, I am not.
Stay there. Hold this gun in your hand. Here's the code word. And if I don't give you the code word response, shoot the damn guy. But I'm not going to let some sucker be in my house. Hell no. Sorry. I won't go outside because I know a cop comes out. He may not know if I'm the good guy or the bad guy. But if you're in my house, I'm sorry.
Well, you stay between. Put yourself between a person coming in and the people you're protecting. That's the main thing.
All right, final story.
They got to come through you.
Responding to a knock at the door, 22-year-old Carrie Humphrey thought she saw another resident of the apartment building through the peephole. People say that when she opened the door, however, two strangers forced their way in, one of them toting a .22-caliber rifle. Humphrey's roommate, 24-year-old Michelle Reeder, heard Humphrey scream and ran to the bedroom where she retrieved a handgun. Reeder returned to the front room where she found Humphreys being held at gunpoint. The intruder then trained the rifle on Reeder and threatened to kill her. In response, she fired several shots, striking her assailant once. The other suspect fled, but the injured intruder continued to struggle, forcing Reeder to stab him. He succumbed to his wounds at the scene as the young woman fled to the safety. That was a story for you, Shelby. Okay, you know, not bad, not bad. Look, I'm not trying to be ugly here. You got young girls protecting themselves, and unless daddy's a Marine Corps guy or an Army guy or a combat veteran or whatever, these girls are on their own. They did a damn good job.
Does that mean there was nothing in that gun of his?
Why did she let him put the gun on her? If there's a situation where somebody is holding a gun on somebody else, I am not giving any warning call or anything. I am stopping the attack.
I'll give you the Texas law enforcement warning call. Bam, bam, stop.
That's right. I'll give you an answer to your question, Colonel. I train thousands of people, and I train many women. First of all, a woman in general is a nurturer. They don't want to hurt. But when they're put in a position to defend themselves, they will. But there's so much going on that is so new to their psyche, they're overloading, just like a guy would overload. I see it all the time. They may know sequences, but they don't know how to put the sequences together because of lack of training. And when that happens, you freeze up. You may not do something properly.
Well, it messes up your OODA loop. So it's not anything that's... So to get the drop on somebody, you have things that will happen in a certain chain of events, right? When you apply a monkey wrench to it, it's going to change that chain
that's
of
right.
events.
That's right.
Which makes them have to stop and rethink, well, what am I going to do?
That's right. And that delay will cause possible injury to you. All right, look, we're going to take a break. We may have a special guest calling. I'm not sure if they call in. Great. If not, we'll just continue on. 254-697-6633. Be back in three.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com. Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Attention to detail, customer satisfaction. That's what the staff at Budget Host Hotel in Cameron provides. On your travels between major cities or staying in Cameron to visit, book a room at the Budget Host Hotel in Cameron. Modern, updated rooms, pool, free breakfast, jacuzzi rooms, and more. Call now, 254-605-0610, or go online at budgethostcameron.com. See for yourself the attention to detail and be satisfied. Budgethostcameron.com.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
do that again, Shelby. I'm in mid-sentence saying something behind the microphone, and she just turned the microphone on. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Finishing out the program in the final segment, Josh Wood from Centex Tactical. Great conversation. Had a lot of fun here. And the judge, Andy Isaacs, the Colonel, Rafer Brown, Shelby, my board operator, doing a fantastic job. Colonel, you have arranged a conversation with Tom Maynard for the state school board. And this is always important. So what we're going to do is we're going to get Tom Maynard on, and I'd like to introduce and have a conversation so he can put out his information, okay? You ready, Shelby? He's on. Mr. Maynard, welcome to the program, sir. How you doing?
I'm good. Glad to be here.
Fantastic. Let me have Rafer take control of the conversation.
All right. Tell us what your title is and the mission of the state school board.
Well, I'm a member of the State Board of Education. In addition to that, I also chair the Committee on School Finance, Permanent School Fund. The State Board of Education in Texas essentially performs, it's a rulemaking body, part of the executive branch, and just performs certain duties given to it by the legislature. The only constitutional duty we have, Rayford, is actually the management of the Permanent School Fund, which is the sovereign wealth fund that supports K-12 education. I guess really the two big things that are part of that is, of course, the creation of instructional standards or curriculum standards and a review of instructional materials, approval of charter schools, and then some other various things like that. There's about 30-some-odd duties that are given to the state board by the legislature.
All right. What motivates you to call us this morning?
Well, there's a couple things. There's one really big issue out there, and that is that people need to be aware of. I think it's a really good thing. The legislature did pass a piece of legislation known as HB 1605, which is a big instructional materials bill, Rayford, and there's really three parts to it. First of all, a lot of people don't realize is that, you know, the State Board of Education can review curriculum materials, but your school district can actually reject instructional material, a textbook, and your school district can buy it. What 1605 does, it provides financial incentives for school boards to actually to purchase SBOE reviewed materials.
Hey, Tom, do me a favor.
Yep.
Slow it down a little bit and reiterate what you just said about the school board can do this and the school can actually do that, because I was listening and I'm like, I got a little confused. Say it again, please.
Yeah, well, actually, yeah, the State Board of Education could actually reject proposed instructional material, but your school district could literally just turn around and buy it anyway.
How is that? How is that if the school board, because I'm very ignorant, I'm asking you questions based on an ignorant person.
Because in 2011, the legislature essentially threw open the door to that. Prior to 2011, the state actually purchased all the materials based on what the State Board of Education selected, and that's what went into the schools. So that all changed in 2011. What 1605 does is it gets back a little bit back to what we had prior to 2011 by providing a financial incentive for school districts to purchase SBOE reviewed materials. The other thing it does is it also gives the State Board of Education the ability to just decide to review something. So in other words, if you are using a material in your school that has not been reviewed, you can request that we review it. Now, the other thing that 1605 does is that there's also a curriculum piece to it or a standards piece to it. What a lot of people don't understand is a lot of the issues surrounding books are not so much textbooks as much as what we call assigned reading. So, in other words, is that in English language arts and reading, the standards don't prescribe that you read certain books. And what's happened is that a lot of these national organizations that represent certain teacher groups have gone, you know, adopted sort of this woke leftist, ideology. And instead of assigning the classics for students to read, we're assigning books that were written last week or something.
Well, I mean, like how to put a condom, like how to put a condom on a banana.
Well, you know that's Well, that's another subject for another day.
Okay.
But what 1605 does do is it directs the State Board of Education to select some books to for assigned reading. The last thing that I think it's really important that people need to know is that 1605 guarantees parental access, and it creates a required parental portal for parents to be able to access what's being presented to their children in terms of instructional materials. Another feature of that also is that there's also a feature called an audit. It has an audit feature that will allow parents to request an audit of what's being taught, and to the extent that it is being taught with fidelity to the standards. So I think that there's a lot to unpack there, and so that's, you know, I think that's a very significant development, though, that we see in instructional materials.
All right. Did you have some people, the volunteers, that would review textbooks or materials?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, and so people can go online and sign up and request to be reviewers.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. I got a problem here. Tom, what do you do to qualify these people who review the books?
Well, that's an interesting question. Essentially what it boils down to is that your member of the State Board of Education has to approve them. We do the best we can with that.
Yep. I'm very supportive of what you're saying. I bring these questions up because I'm so tainted of disgust with it, the way things work. When somebody just says, oh, go review this book. This person could be a pervert, a pedophile, and all this kind of stuff. And say, oh, this is great. Teach kids how to read these books on how to do this kind of stuff that's totally inappropriate. So I'm just wondering, what do we do as a standard for these people who review the books?
So the people that volunteer, have a form they fill out, you know, that states their qualifications. What's your specialty? What have you done? And so, like you said, the Board of Education then has a chance to select from among these volunteers which ones read the books.
And I guess that's why it's so important to make sure the people who are on the Board of Education are...
The other thing you have to realize, but remember that with every piece of material that gets reviewed, it's open to the public, and there's also a public hearing. And so the public has an opportunity to opine on those things and to voice whatever concerns there might be.
Okay, that's good to know. Okay, well, I'm running out of time. Do you want to recap anything and finalize with anything?
Well, yeah, and I'll just let me just kind of say that some of your listeners may have received a mailer recently, and they showed up in their mailbox that alleges that I and five other Republicans have been voting with the Democratic minority. This is kind of a weird thing, because the organization that is listed on that doesn't actually exist. And by the way, the facts just don't really support that in any kind of way. The minutes of all of our meeting are online. Since the first of the year, we've taken 18 roll call votes, and I have not sided with the Democrats on any of those. There have been a bunch of unanimous votes, and I guess you could argue that I voted with the Democrats then, but the Democrats also voted with us, and those are kind of non-controversial things. And so, I think we needed to kind of put that out there.
Well, Tom, I appreciate it, buddy. Appreciate the call. Thank you for the information. And I'm running out of time, so I'm going to have to let you go. But thank you very much for the call. Okay. I've got about, 2 minutes? Mm-hmm. Okay, Colonel, you got an announcement?
I got a quick announcement. The Tea Party on the third Tuesday meets at 6:30 for greet, 7 o'clock meet. And our topic this next week is going to be paper ballots and hand counts. Let's have a party.
It sounds like back to basics, Colonel.
Yep, it is back to basics.
Thank goodness.
And it slows down the cheat. It won't prevent the cheat, but it slows it down and makes it isolated. So... But we still have to feed it into the central counting machine. So it's we have opportunities to excel even here in our local areas.
Judge Andy Isaacs, talk to me. What do you got?
You know, it's hot right now, so get all your inside work done. So it's our economy and our everything we're doing right now is being affected by all the stuff that's going on. So God bless us. Let's keep moving.
All right, Josh, talk to me. Tell everybody how they get a hold of you.
All right, so 2122 West Adams in Temple is the store address. And the phone number is 254-231-3583. That's the in-store phone number.
And if you got any idea of what it looks like, it's where the split is. You go over I-35 and it splits into Airport and Adams. They're right there on the left side on Adams, just about a block down.
Yep. And
okay,
don't worry about parking underneath the awning. I
gotta
go. People.
I gotta go. We'll be back in about 7 days, 6 days, whatever. Until then, God bless. Keep your powder dry.